You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
and you know what?
That.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, butt trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy, and I'm the fucking man, and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need is we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at Kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Dungeons and Dragons, Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult. And a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right? He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
All right, we're back.
Hi there, I'm Gary Gygax, and I'm pleased to meet you.
Oh my fucking God, I knew every one of them.
All those people portrayed.
Oh yeah, totally fucking accurately. Oh my God, the first few games I did, especially when I came up here from New York, where we were like, we had kind of a New York bent on it, where basically, well, I sneak up behind and I evict the motherfucker. And I'm not making that up.
Well, not meaning to brag, but as you can see, I've managed to somehow resurrect Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Yeah, I've reattached his head.
Yes, I made my saving throw.
Back and to the left.
Save versus sleep and death is what happened there. At about 7 o'clock this morning, I was like, that's
it. Was it 7 o'clock?
It was 7 o'clock.
When you left here?
Well, it was 6:35.
We were estimating 5 to 6.
We couldn't remember.
No, it was between 6 and 7. It was 7 o'clock by the time I hit home. So
No. We're not arguing with you. We can't remember.
No, I realize that. It was between 6 and 7.
Sean, when did you get here?
Hey,
Sean, you're fading in and out.
We can't see you anymore.
Oh, it's fucking brutal. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, it's totally, you know, star that burns twice as bright, half as long, that whole thing, right? So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there. And at fucking 6:30 or 6 o'clock, I go, okay, I'm gonna catch half an hour nap on Sim's bed. You know, I'm just gonna lay down. I got my watch. I like strap my watch in my ear with the timer on because I know that at in 1 hour that watch will sound like a fucking gunshot going off because it's so close to my head. And then I'll be able to just, you know, get up and I'll be okay. Because I used to be in the Army. I'm a tough guy. You know.
That didn't
happen.
Well,
I was in the Army in 94. Right? So
much has happened.
After half an hour,
much,
I wake
much.
Up to Desmond's basically. And it's like a hammer in my head. And I come back in here. And every time he says basically, it's like he's hitting me in the face. Basically, smack. And I can feel myself starting to get really annoyed with it because I'm very tired and antsy. Because I've been trapped in a room with this guy for like 10 hours. We've already gone over this. Why it's not a good idea to do that. So it's like, you know, Sean, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to break your face. Well, are you basically going to break my face or are you just going to break my face? You know? And, are you basically making fun of me? Yes, you basic fucker. You know, I'm going to fucking, you know, hilarity ensues. So This is what happens. So I come back in the room here, and I'm...
Medic, clean up aisle 3.
Yeah, wet clean up aisle 3.
Wet clean up.
Oh, this is old Gil's big chance.
So,
oh, darn, down I go.
Thank you, Lord. I'll be back.
So I'm sitting there, and I come back in the room here, and I'm just like, I'm assessing the situation, and I'm like, okay. Combat stance. What time is it now? It is now 6:30. That means that I have another 15 to 16 hours of this.
Stay?
There is no way on God's green planet that Sumerian is going to be able to go another 16 hours of rest. I got to say, you think you're going to be able to do it?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're going to be able to do it. We're going to do it.
It's like I slept.
Really?
I don't even feel it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know, yeah. Yeah, Rotor Medic's like, no, wait, he'll be okay.
Whitley tries to do something that requires motor skills.
I no longer know my own name.
We can't remember anything in the past 10 minutes.
No, we can't. I have lost my short-term memory. I'm not fucking with you.
2 hours later, he'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Time jumps in spurts of 1 minute
and
hours.
Exactly what's happened. We've only got, you know, certain amount of short-term cache memory. It keeps dumping.
Oh, yeah. Blue screen every 2 minutes.
Your cache, it's like, yeah. Sumerian,
we have to reboot.
Sumerian is a Windows-based server system.
With bad memory.
Yeah, with bad RAM. It's still got 6 megs.
But I don't have basically computers. In my brain, the monkeys jumped up and quit, okay?
Yeah,
they basically walked out. There's nobody basically in the fucking aisles. It's really scary.
The banana vote did not come in. That's it. Fucks are off.
Via the monkey union.
I think there's one in the back, and he's working on that script for Hamlet.
I hate scab monkeys.
And he's nowhere near the keyboard.
Uh-uh.
So the thing is that you got...
Unfortunately, he's writing it in feces on the wall.
Well, my basic concern was...
I don't care. The first graph looks good.
We're going with that.
We're going with that one.
That's the next 2 hours script, on what the hell.
Script text, lumpy, chunky.
It's going to be bad.
The cool part is we're using
we've
got,
we got 11 hours left.
We've been going pretty fucking strong, actually.
I do.
We've been doing entertaining the crowds.
Have you?
Except for the Kennedy assassination. Yeah. They kind of wavered on that one. They didn't like that too much.
What's that?
We're doing like a play.
We're doing the Kennedy assassination. We redid the Kennedy assassination with you as Kennedy.
And you killed me?
Yes. You were shot by basically Lieutenant Major Zombie.
From the book tower.
But the Dark One pulled out the double-barreled S-Mart special and shot pretty much the whole crowd.
But unfortunately, he managed to get away to a theater where he was then apprehended.
However, basically being transferred, he was shot by Jack Ruby. It was really scary.
Yeah, the parallels were incredible.
Yeah, it's funny the way these things work.
Oh, yeah.
Curse of a name. Avoid jet planes.
I went home for two reasons. One, a really big one.
Sleep.
I actually, it was very funny. I put on my shoes. I left all my shit here, and I grabbed keys. And I grabbed hold of the key used to unlock the front door to, you know, the foyer to the apartment, and I put it in my hand as though I was in front of the apartment.
And you kept it there the whole walk.
And I walked towards my house. 25 minutes later, I walked in a straight line as I can. I'm, like, walking through the bar's backyard. I'm stepping over fences and shit. I'm wearing kung fu pants with fucking Doc Marten shoes and this green T-shirt, and it's raining. I'm like, I'm going home. Where do you think you're going? I'm going home.
Didn't I see this about 15 years ago with a movie with Tommy Lee Jones?
No, you saw it about 10 years ago with a movie with, what the fuck's that?
Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas.
Yeah, so I'm heading all the way. I'm heading home, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And I get home, and Adrian, my wife, opens the door, and I knock on the door. And she looks at me, and you can imagine what I look like, right? I'm really brutal when I don't get any sleep. I need at least 5 hours, because this is how we used to do it. Like, if I get, like, 3 and 4 hour stints, 5 hour stints, I'm fine. I was actually surprised, because I woke up at just before noon going, holy fuck, I'm awake, because I figured that's it for me. I'm a big, fat loser. I'm an old man now. I'm going to wake up. It will be, like, fucking 7 o'clock, and I'll, like, drink some water, have some aspirin, and I'll go back to bed. You know, that'll be what happens to me.
Shoot it back with Geritol.
Shoot back at Geritol, and I'll go play bridge later. And feeling very down on myself.
Why are you
cause,
finding
I mean, I'm
that sweater vest?
I feel as though I'm letting people... Yeah, where's my cardigan? Fuck. So
every half hour, people say, where's Sean? Where's Sean?
Where's religiously? I was asleep, motherfucker.
Oh, we went, Sean is not here. Update, 10 minutes.
But I'm back now.
As news happens.
As news happens, as it unfolds, we will update you. Sean is not here.
I cannot go 26 hours like I do. Bear in mind, too, that we had a really intense day just before then. So it's not really 26 hours. Like, if we'd have slept, like, taken, like, fucking NyQuil or some shit, and then got up at 6 o'clock, right?
I didn't do anything.
How long have I been awake? I got up at 8 o'clock yesterday.
Okay, you're so much better than me.
No, I'm not trying to say I'm better than you. I just wonder
how
long...
No, you are. You're so much better.
No, I wonder how long have I been awake?
He's lost the skills to do the math.
I'm not fucking with you. How long have I been awake?
Well, it's 8 plus 4. So 24, so you've been 28 hours.
Over 28 hours.
Wow. That's cool.
Not really. I mean, it's not like you don't do this a lot. You do this all the fucking time.
No, I haven't done... I haven't stayed awake more than 24 hours.
Oh, well, like, more than 24 hours. Yeah, but you're up past 4 and all that shit all the time. Like, you guys could... Okay, we got 11 more hours of this shit.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
It's noon now.
Okay, 11.
No. Yes.
No.
No, 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 yeah. No. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
You're right.
Okay, so my concern, Mike, I went home and I'm like, I'm looking at the walk, going, okay, it's 5:30 in the morning. There's no geek on the planet who's going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, what the hell or not. Apparently I'm wrong.
You're and wrong.
You're
wrong.
Quite wrong, actually. Oh.
Because it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
Oh, I say right. Well, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm back here, right? And my concern is that, okay, everybody's doing pretty good right now, but in 5 hours from now... People could be like, it's possible.
Oh, yes.
Time has stood still. Time is doing weird things.
Okay,
you are
oh so hard, I bow and suck your cock, okay? But I'm just saying.
A new one for Rant TV.
I'm just saying
that
it's entirely possible that in a few hours you could be like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, stand, check. Oh, my God, someone hit me with some sort of lumber thud, you know, and you're going
to
like.
Here, go to the.
No, ever since I went into the other room and took a nap, I've been good.
Oh, you had a little nap?
Did you have
no, no, no. When we put the interview on.
Oh,
a really bad one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's why you had
I didn't have a nap, actually. I just laid down for 5 minutes.
How long was the interview?
It was 20.
We didn't play 20 minutes of it.
No, it kind of blew. It sucked. It was very slow, and the guy was an idiot.
So, yeah.
So that died a horrible death.
He sounded like a total fucking pinhead.
Oh, he was. And it never got published because, well, he wasn't a very good interviewer.
Because he was a pinhead.
Yes, pinhead.
Pinhead, running through the night. Anyway. So, so I'm back. And people go, oh, you're fucking dumb. You suck. You took 5 hours and you went to sleep and you're not hard. You're not a fucking man. No, I'm just not as young as I used to be.
Nobody said that.
No one did?
No.
No.
Well, I said it. I felt really guilty. I left him behind. I have like flashbacks. It'll be like a Vietnam.
We had a great call from Prophet Spidey.
Did you?
Oh, it was great.
Hysterical.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, barely, huh?
It was a couple hours ago.
Some guy's coming our... Because some guy was coming into our channel thinking we're famous and huge and going in and advertising his radio station in our channel. So
oh, did he?
So we went, okay.
Is Echo still up?
Oh, yeah, he's been up the whole time.
Is he? Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah, he's still putting stuff there. Has phoned like every hour on his own dime.
He must...
Because of the 1-800 number. It's not working
Echo
in Alaska for something.
Echo said I sucked. I remember I was here.
Yes, Echo did say you suck because he knew he'd be up for the whole thing. And he still is.
And he's still going.
Bear in mind, I can't defend myself because I'm a pretty high-energy speaker. Okay?
You are definitely spending more energy per minute than basically most of these people.
Burning
I'll agree
the
with
calories.
You. Yes.
You know, the energy calories.
And it's very difficult to sit here... And I think actually the night what did me in was the Nightshade tirade I went on there when Nightshade was talking. I just went off about Nightshade.
But a half an hour.
And it was just like arr, and I'm like, oh god, your resources dangerously.
Oh yeah, that was pretty brutal.
Yeah. So
Sean needs food
badly.
Did I have a long term rant / story there in the middle of something?
No, you just said basically about 257 times per second.
And it seemed like a story.
Yeah, it seemed like a story.
I don't remember. I remember saying something. I don't really remember too much.
The Smurfs talk where they say, I Smurf this and Smurf and Smurf Smurf? That's what it started to remind me of. I'm like, you could just look at me and go, basically, and I know what you're talking about. And I'd be like, I understand what Desmond's saying. I have to go cut
What's
my
horrible
head off
is I actually envisioned Uncle Dak here as blue with a white hat and the trunks. It was just bad.
What are you talking about? Uncle Dak is blue with a white hat and the trunks. So, in any case.
That's nasty.
So how much sleep did you get?
5 hours.
You got... That's pretty good.
Yeah, I went home, but I showed up, I knock on my apartment door, because I got, like, some Mondo lock security system to keep my wife safe. I'm, like, banging on the door, knock, 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 Quoth was there.
Yeah.
Sleeping on the couch, my wife's in the bedroom. And she answers the door, and I'm standing there looking just forlorn. I'm all wet. I'm cold and afraid and tired, and wolves are after me.
For
and, my God, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I live here.
I think.
And she's like, come in, right? And she takes me in, and I'm like, I have to sleep now.
For only 39 cents a day. For the price
peels
of
off my
coffee.
Shirt.
You can help,
and
Sean
and she,
Kennedy.
She, like, points at the bed. She's like, go lay down. And I, like, lay down on the bed, and I'm like, I'm really hot. And she, like, fans me a bit, and then I'm like, gone. Right? Wham!
So how did you feel when you woke up?
Had a second. Shh. Be very quiet. You'll wake Sean from his coma.
So, I didn't dream about anything. I was just like, bang. Well, when I woke up, it was pretty funny because it's... your body, whenever you've been doing some extreme... Well, when I was in the Army, and I used to do some pretty extreme long hours, your body gets in this mindset where you're awake for a while, you sleep for like 2-3 hours, and you're awake for like a longer time. You sleep for 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
And it was very reminiscent of that. I woke up at 5, and I'm like, bang, and I feel pretty refreshed. Because I had like, you know, this bio-intensive sleep.
Yeah.
And
Healing factor.
So now I'm fucking good to go. Like, I'll be able to do the rest of the show.
Sleep lines in your face.
Yeah, well, I got up, put on my shoes, and said I need to go back.
Yeah.
Because I was concerned...
That we were all asleep and the listeners are listening
worse
to.
Worse than, I would rather risk, you know, Sean bailed for 5 hours. I'd rather risk that than at 5 o'clock tonight we're all like, and Yeah.
And basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
Hey, we'll hey Sean, you okay? Mumbled Dog Fish Banana Patch.
Oh, yeah, I've already gone down that road.
You know, and it sucks. And everyone's like, wow, these guys are just a bunch of fucking burnouts, right? They all got serious net burn, and they're just fucking dying.
Tuning in for the first time.
Hold
it's
on.
Like, oh, my
Let
God.
Let me go
I'm not,
to work. I will whip up something.
You know, and... no more ephedrine or ginkgo for me.
No, no, thank you. No more for me.
I didn't do much, did
no
it?
No more for me. I'm dying.
It increased your heart rate, and that was it.
Yeah, I think that probably assisted the burnout, to be honest with you. You know, because you sit there, and your heart rate goes up, and all of a sudden, I'm really hyper.
And then
you... And I'm like, wow, I've burned all the calories, and I really suck now. So it was just
No,
dumb.
But it'd be a good thing to attach the Jet Assist to the Camaro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Darwin Award.
What is
to happen.
What does this button do?
Hey. No, but attach my Jetto to the frame of my car, I think.
Yeah, no, it's bad. So we're going to be able to carry on now, and I'm back in the saddle.
Are you?
I am.
I'm, the blazing saddle.
The blazing saddle. The blazing riding crop with my saddle.
I rode my horse to
riding
death.
Riding on the range. I got my boots on.
Ooh.
I got my pants dusty. Okay, so what are we talking about in the MIRC? What's going on?
Nothing. We ignore
okay, just
them.
Checking.
We ignore those people in the IRC.
Why? What are they doing?
There's people?
There's people listening to us?
Oh,
oh
somebody's
God.
Calling in. They're calling what? In to say you suck.
Is it? Okay, give it to me. You don't know how to you work at this thing.
You're now you're being
working at this thing. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon. What's your name?
It's Opie Dophie here.
Hey, Opie Dophie. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Our friend from
Jersey.
Our friend from New Jersey, waiting in the sewage.
How the heck?
I have to go to Ohio too on Monday, so I get to.
Say again.
River of Fire.
River of Fire, gonna take a torch down there, light it on fire again,
and make some news.
You're a Cenobite, aren't you, Opie Dopey?
Yes, I am.
Atta boy. We could use some Cenobites here with some decent smack or speed or something to keep us going.
Well, we're in Canada though.
What?
All right, never mind.
He's okay. From New Jersey. Please excuse him.
Okay, we're
I'm
doing good.
I'm curious, how did Jersey actually become the Garden State? Like, explain this.
The Garden
me.
State? I have no idea. Maybe Dak or Opie Dophie can explain the Garden State.
There's a country?
So what'd you call in about there, Bucks?
Well, possibly
you have a question
like
for us?
Compost.
Or?
Yeah. What is at the beginning of eternity, the end of time, the beginning of every...
E.
Oh, fuck. All right,
what?
Never mind.
Say it again for the people who missed it.
Oh, it's too late now.
It's
No. They didn't even catch it.
All right.
I was too quick for them.
What is at the beginning of eternity, the end of time, the beginning of every end, and the end of every place?
E.
It's the letter E.
Letter E.
Yep.
Mets.
But I'm a card-carrying member of Mensa. No, I'm not.
Manson.
But I might as well be.
There is an organization that fucking pisses me off. Say what the hell, buddy.
What the hell?
Right on.
None other than why from Opie Dophie.
Why do you hate Mensa?
Mensa? I really hate any organization.
They rejected me.
No, I've never applied for Mensa.
Okay.
I'm sure I'd walk into the Mensa organization and say, hey, I'm a fucking genius. And they go, okay.
Okay, you are.
I would just please don't kill any more hostages.
I'm a genius, right? No. Bang! I'm a genius, right?
Who's
yeah.
the smartest guy here? I am! Bang! Who's the smartest guy here?
You are!
Absolutely!
Here's a trivia quiz. Another one along the same lines. It's from Opie Dophie as well.
Okay, Opie Dophie, go hard, retard.
Okay. Genius question. If you were to put a coin into an empty bottle and then insert a cork into the neck, how could you retrieve the coin without taking out the cork or breaking the bottle?
Why are you asking me this?
It's really easy.
Insert a cork into the neck. You push the cork into the bottle.
Ding. You win.
Well, that's fucking stupid. Who cares? That's like the Gordian knot thing. If you can untie this knot, you will come with us and we will follow you. Fuck you. Cut your knot in half. Fuck off. Let's go.
If you can get the brass ring without stepping on the carpet...
You know, and if you can snag this grain of rice from the palm of my hand, you too will be shot and get to burn the fuck out of your arms, right?
There you go.
I mean, that's no, fuck that. I mean, those kind of, my sister was really heavy into that shit. You know those little wood fucking puzzles where you're trying to get like,
the goal here is to take this wood thing off of this other wood thing.
Bang! Smash! Oh, wood thing, look at that. I got it. I got the wood thing.
What are
thing.
You doing? This is just some gas.
This would be the hammer, which I will use to break said wood thing.
I did not see anything about it in the rules.
Yeah, no one here said anything.
Your puzzle is done.
The puzzle is done. That's
it. You know those Rubik's Cube things? Done, they come apart.
Yeah.
You can put them together with the right
snap,
combination.
Oh, yeah. Come right apart.
So, yeah.
Saves you hours.
I've never forgot the books. I was never able to work a Rubik's Cube. I could get
two sides.
I solved it once.
Did you?
Once.
But no one was around to see it.
No, people were around to see it. It just took me, like, honestly, 2 weeks.
Well, I used to see those guys. Remember they used to have competitions?
Yeah, and
they used to have competitions. These fucking wizards would, like, stand up and go, you know? It's like, holy shit.
Wow.
Randomly mixed. Oh, that's pattern 2374.
Yeah, it was like watching a chimpanzee with a chainsaw. I mean, it was just fucking intense. It was a...
You're too horrified to run, but the concept was frightening.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's calling in once again.
Could it be? One, two. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Nixter.
Hey, Mr. Nixter.
Hey, have you been with us the entire time, or did you bail?
I had to fall asleep for a little bit. But
attaboy, that's fine. It happens to the best of us.
About as much as Sean got, so.
Oh.
Up before Sean.
We all measure up to Sean now.
Yeah, I'm the fucking standard.
Okay,
Give me a break.
So you're allowed 5 hours sleep. That was, what was allowed? 5 hours
Everyone is allowed 5 hours sleep because Sean took it. So if you've been staying up the whole night, you're allowed to take 5 hours now.
The burning bush told me that we're allowed 5 hours.
God came to me and he said, get some fucking
you
sleep.
Know the, the next time you run into Jesus there.
Wanted to say that I'm basically okay.
Good. That's good. That's good to hear.
But I did solve the Rubik's Cube, but I took the stickers off and put them all in the right spot.
Well, that's another way of
that's
solving it.
That's a way of solving it. That's
yeah.
solved.
Did it say in the instruction manual not to take the stickers off? Probably not.
It took me about 20 minutes of playing with it to push the stickers. Figure it out.
Probably faster than a lot of people could do it the other way.
So that's all I have to say.
That's amazing. Do you have a question for any of us?
No. Are you tired?
Oh no! Fucking yes.
I'm not tired at all.
Oh, I'm tired.
Very good.
Oh,
good.
Trust me.
Projectile vomit man.
I'm not tired.
Okay.
Or proud.
I'm not proud.
I could go on for another 20 minutes. With five-part harmony and other phenomena. And the 27 circle 8x10 glosses with photographs.
He's slowing down. Something's happening.
Group W bench, baby. Group W bench.
He's fucking up an Arlo Guthrie song.
Or is he doing it right?
Well, sir, I got the reference, but I would like
I started doing a Bill Cosby thing.
You drifted in. I'd like to say it. At no time has Projectile Vomit Man ever been influenced by Bill Cosby or any, he lays no claim
but
to
I do like Jell-O pudding.
Shut the fuck
actually,
up.
Sim, I have a question for you. It's about your computer. Was your computer doing okay through this long, prolonged use?
Amazingly, yes.
Because mine, I had to reboot it because my Netscape stopped working.
Oh, that's because you're using Netscape.
That's because you're using Netscape. I've given up on it a long time ago. Netscape keeps crashing.
Yeah.
As much as I hate using it, Internet Explorer is about 100 times better.
That's right.
Yeah.
So give up Netscape, convert your bookmarks, and be done with it.
Oh, listen to you. I'm supposed to be the cult leader, and you're all, give up Netscape, convert your bookmarks.
Well, what do you do? It keeps crashing.
It's the right thing to do. Can't you see the truth?
It's the right thing to do and a good way to do it.
You're going to crash.
You're going to crash. So don't use Netscape. Use Internet Explorer. Be a Microsoft whore.
Sim says be the Microsoft. You used whore, convert, and change all in one sentence. I mean, that's you're doing the religious thing.
You betcha.
Wow, when did you buy a thesaurus?
I don't know.
I'm
impressed.
Say what the hell. Basically
what the hell.
See, there's some originality. There you go.
But
it looks like the MRC was a little bit more full than a couple of seconds ago, or I've stopped seeing double.
You stop seeing double.
You stop seeing double.
Really?
We're going to go to the IRC. It's
Gargoyle.
Who is still with us? A lot of hardcores coming in and out. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Cenobite, Ophi Dophi, Deckers, Format RR, and Test Rider, Flesh Tripper, Rooster, all by himself. Yet again. You know what Lieutenant Major Zombie put in?
What?
He put in Flesh Tripper, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Wow, I bet Rooster
was... And he
was
quickly got kicked.
Gargoyle went bang!
Bang, bang! And in the Gargoyles we have
the
Adam...
The correct term would be pang? Pang, pang?
Pang, pang. Adam, Josh K. Nightshade, Nomads, we've got 316 and Half Elf, Prophets, we've got Nixter, Quoth, welcome, Quoth.
Hi, Quoth.
Oh, she's back in there.
Back
Yay!
In there.
Hey, welcome back to the Land of Living.
Smokehouse, Zerstor, and Roronins, we've got Burns. And for a...
Burns is another one of those Ellis kind of guys, you know what I mean? He's always floating
around. Yeah, he's just there.
He's always
just
there.
Skunk USB in my head.
And Sleeping Prophet is Prophet Spidey.
Hey.
And DJ... Not done.
Sorry.
DJ Intensity, Ellis from Geek News.
Oh, of course, Ellis is actually a sentient program. I don't believe Ellis is a human.
No.
I really don't. The guy's like an ethereal I am project 2501, which if you take all those letters, add and subtract a few numbers, use corresponding letters, you get Ellis.
Yep.
2501. E-L-I-S. How do you spell his name?
E-L-L-I-S.
E-L-L-I-S. That's five.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Could I use your shower? I brought my own towel.
I got a digital camera.
Oh. No.
He might masturbate. Take the bathroom door off.
What about that? What about that other shower?
3 minute limit, Doc.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
I can do that.
You're not allowed to take any Enki showers.
How about that other shower that's in Enki's old bathroom?
No, that's the one.
That's the one you'd be using. You think you're gonna squeeze your ass into fucking Sim's shower? Forget that.
Do you mind if I use
it? That's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
Go have a shower.
Go hard.
I'm
there's
not going to sleep. I know, I have my own soap.
Go
I brought my own soap. I'm just going to sleep.
Soap.
Go hard,
soap invite. I'm going to the shower, and
I brought my own soap. It lathers up real well.
I have a choice. I can, like, either splash water on my body, or I could die. So I'm going to go have a shower now. Bye.
You never said basically once in that whole sentence.
You missed them. He's storing them up till later.
Did he?
Yeah, he says them all in a row.
He'll come back.
He's like you, taking out the breaths.
Yeah,
take out the basically's.
That'd be great. We should do that.
Well, basically, that's it, isn't it?
Basically. We go...
Well, all the gross hospital stories would only be about 30 seconds in length. That's the problem.
Man, now we're agonizing.
I'm going to come back and collapse on you.
Yeah.
Correct.
He's going to come back and sit on us. This is going to be highly unfortunate.
Continuing on, we've got the ever sarcastic but very witty Emperor Chang.
Oh, yeah, he's funny as fuck.
Funny as fuck. What was his name a little while ago? Flavored sand?
Flavored sand.
Something flavored sand. It was very funny. It's not funny anymore. Ephedrin. K-G-H-I.
I know Ephedrin.
Really?
Yeah, we have
some. Oh, we have some here, yeah. Marvy. Nickel plated. There we go. I got it. If that was on a license plate, I'd win bumper stumpers. Nine Toes, Forensic. Remember that show?
Oh, fuck,
that was a bad show.
Oh, my God. Bumper Stumpers.
You're starting like, to scare me.
That's like Scrap.
Remember on Star Trek where Bones had the ability to override even the captain of the ship? If Mike says you're going to bed, you're going to bed.
What?
Because I'll fucking hit you over the head so hard you'll die.
Nine Toes. I get funnier as I get tired.
No kidding. I'm just like, whoa. Yeah, and then I flew around the house because I got this pig with wings who rides me on my back, and I say, I'm not a squid! And I get these razor blades that shoot out of my eyes, and
I made
look
the
for
Bruce
a pune.
Spruce, get in! But it's only a model. I said, get in!
This means something.
The Simpsons reference, if you didn't get that.
I'm just like, whoa.
Forensic, Stone Mist, and Pele. LSGN will be phoning for the first time, I think. Has he ever phoned?
I'm expecting Stephen Hawking's voice to come out of the goddamn
phone. Hello.
We've
had that before.
My name is LS. Hello, LS.
Are you real?
Yes, I am a firm, mostly water human.
I am a biologic.
And there he is.
I'm thinking that's not local.
Is it?
That's local.
Is this Echo again? I can fucking kill him. He calls every hour. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Who do you think?
It's Echo.
Damn right.
I'll kill you.
Go get him, Shat.
Well, that's cool. How you feeling, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm fucking doing actually better now. I'm like fully fucking awake. This is like really weird.
You've made it. It's the second wind. Is this your second wind or your third wind?
This is about my third wind.
Third wind. I'm still on my second.
Anyways, I got the webcam going up on my site.
And so we can see you.
Yes, yeah, so you can see my ugly ass and my chair here.
And what good is this going to do?
Just give people something to look at.
Because people can't get into our webcam? Is that the thing?
To fucking shitloads of people online.
Okay, well, they can all stare at you and listen to us.
Yeah.
And pretend that you're us? Okay. Sounds good.
Way wow. to go, Echo. You are a man among men.
Do you at least do live sex shows?
All right. Is it live sex for all the female
cult
members?
If he had live sex going on, you'd think he would have... if he had a live sex show, I think he'd be listening to us.
Well, if the female cult members wanted to do a private video cam, email me.
Email me. Yes. We'll send glue money right up there.
Oh, yeah. She'll be all right into it. So it's info@MrEcho.com. Is that it?
Info. No, not quite. I don't quite have that going yet.
I just got the webpage going. Okay.
Yeah, it's up on the MRC.
So you have a question or a comment or a rant? Do you have a question for here?
All I can say is good luck to you guys staying up the rest of the way.
Are you going to go to sleep?
No, I'm not.
All right. Excellent.
I'm going to stay up to
hardcore.
11.
Luck has nothing to do with it.
There are three left. Three. You, me, no, four left.
Wow.
Echo, me, Dak, and Projectile Vomit Man.
Damn right.
I don't think anybody else in the IRC has stayed up.
I don't think so either.
Unless they want to say their name, and I don't think they have, though.
Even Sean Kay went to bed.
Even Sean Kay.
Took a nap.
Took a little nap.
Yep,
a little
I'm the hardcore dirt. Fucking...
You're the hardcore of the cult.
You are so cool.
Good bad time to you.
You're bad time, Miss Echo.
You have your 26 hours of fame.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Loving it up.
All right, baby, you the man.
Rant there. Rant radio, what the hell?
There you go. You got it out.
Excellent.
So the neat thing is here, though, is that... Now,
neat thing. We got some pancakes. Let's give credit
yes.
where credit's due. Farble,
all hail Farble,
came unexpectedly,
king of the pancakes.
Brought
we
everything,
worthy.
Brought everything,
worthy.
Everything he needed to make pancakes, except for the plates, which was okay, because I have plates
and cutlery,
and they were very good pancakes.
They were kick-ass pancakes.
They are,
oh yeah,
kick-ass pancakes.
Very, very good. And we all dined on them.
We did. It allows us to continue.
That's right.
Our efforts.
I didn't know what I was going to have for breakfast. Until the pancakes came.
You're scaring the shit out of me over here. You know that, eh?
You scare the shit out of me.
Well, actually, by that point, we'd lost the ability to plan more than about 30 seconds into the future.
Yeah. It's kind of
oh,
like
yeah.
It was goldfish syndrome. You don't remember the last 15 seconds and have no idea what's coming up. Just
now we're just hoping.
Swim along.
Hoping we're not repeating ourselves.
Oh, no, I know I'm not repeating myself. That's why I went home to get 5 hours sleep, so when everybody else all buckles and dies, I'll be able to carry it. That's totally my logic behind it, because I'm like, well, I could sit here and turn into this drooling fucking idiot, and then everybody in cult gets to go, wow, this guy's in charge of this fucking thing.
For the rest of us here, everything's a surprise now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, the phone's ringing. What a
shock. It is. It's really good that these people are breaking up what we're trying to say. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. What the hell, 26-hour marathon, all that. Hey, who's this?
It's Ellis.
Ellis! We don't believe you. We know Ellis is a program. You're not really a person.
I'm low program.
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing fine. Just a bit tired. Seeing things, you know, the usual.
Seeing things. Pass in front of your face. Getting the monitor tan.
Getting the cathode ray tan. Did you hear that little stint I went on about maybe 6-7 hours ago? About how much you surf and how connected you must be. Was I far wrong on that?
Not really. It was. I mean, I get paid for it, so.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
That would kick ass.
That would kick total ass. But, what do you think of the marathon? How do you think it's going?
Things are going fine. A little bit crazy here and there.
Well, it's going to get a whole lot better.
A lot crazier.
Yeah, as Sunday progresses, by about 9 o'clock tonight, I'm fully guessing that Sim will be like, and I saw the wall.
did you bring the goat?
No, I did not bring the goat.
Fuck.
How come I can picture him with like a cape on trying to jump off the balcony?
Me?
Look,
Samara.
Look, yes. I can fly.
I can fly.
I'm hard. You're hard. I'm hard. You know, it's going to be really bad. Like, eventually he won't even remember anything else. It'll just be like, Sim, it's over. And it's, hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this? He's going to fucking answer the phones at work like that. He'll wake up, you're on What the Hell?
Who's this?
26-hour marathon, you know. Oh, my gosh. You know, it'll be fucking brutal. But I mean, you got to know your limits. You got to know where to hang. Are you gonna be able to stick out the whole thing, Alice? Or are you gonna be do the same thing?
You fell asleep. You did fall asleep, right?
Well, yeah. I started actually crashing, had a reboot the computer, landed on the floor, passed out, woke up
in my pool with my own urine. I swear it wasn't me. Somebody came in and pissed on me.
I mean, Alice, you got to join as a gargoyle, man. You're the most gargoyle guy I ever met. When my computer crashed, I fell on the floor.
And when I woke up, it was fixed.
And then it rebooted, and I was fine. Okay, people who spend too much time on the net. Next on fucking Geraldo, right here. Holy cow.
When you've replaced your medulla oblongata with a net server.
How old are you, Ellis, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 20.
Are you 20?
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I got to say,
how did you get into this, all this geek news thing?
Yeah.
Let's do an interview.
The who and the where and the what. Yeah, it's an interview with Ellis from Geek News here on the Rant Radio 26-Hour Marathon.
How did I get into geek news? About last year, about around October, I found out about the site through evil/dot. Went to the site, started sending him XIX some news, the original owner of Geek News. And he finally went and said, hey, why don't you just join us?
You're submitting so many stories, you spend all your time on the internet. Why don't you just become one of us? That'll make it so much simpler.
And Geek News pays you?
No, Geek News doesn't really pay me. The company that owns Geek News pays me just a little bit of money.
Just enough to keep posting.
Yeah, just enough to buy a pack of smokes every month.
Well, if that's good enough for you...
That's a hell of a batch of stuff.
That's more than what we fucking make.
Oh, yeah, we make. Zip all, fuck all, zero.
I mean, we're losing money here.
We lose money on this venture. I mean, it's total write-off. It's actually for tax purposes.
Yeah, it's for tax purposes.
We buy lots of computers and write them right off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm sending the armored truck down once I get a hold of it.
Armored trucks are greatly appreciated. Yep. We like armored
like
trucks. We'll call it Shovel 2. It'll be
oh,
a
yeah.
good time. I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you, man.
For everything.
For all the plugs that you've
past,
given us.
Present, and future.
I mean, you've been emailing people, you've been bombing people, you cut Rant Radio into your chest. I know you've killed a few fucking
those
transients.
Those two-headed cats, they're all over his house.
They're all over everywhere. He's killing transients and spilling their entrails out and Rant Radio logos on the wall. He's fucking up his mashed potatoes. It's great, you know.
Flaming arrows through windows.
The country I took over in your name.
Well, yeah, you renamed that country, Rant Radio. I mean, that's a good thing.
That says commitment, and we're actually scared shitless of you. And no, but in all honesty, thank you ever so much for
anytime.
I mean, this is really fucking cool, and it's really what Rant Radio and Cult's all about is the fact that you've been able to,
spread the virus.
Spread the virus, and wow, man, you are the Typhoid Mary of Rant Radio for the amount of virus that you've spread. Holy cow. So that's all. Shameless plug for you, and I've done shameless plugs for Geek News for what it's worth on the air a couple of times.
Geek News, Geek News, Geek News. www.geeknews.com.
That's right, and it is very fucking cool.
Not.org.
What's that?
Not.org.
Knock on work.
Not.org.
Not.org.
Not.org, no.
No. But is there another site called geeknews.org?
Yeah, there actually is.
And are they a bunch of pinheads or what?
No, they're actually pretty cool. I've talked to them. I've linked them. They're up in Canada.
Really?
Where in Canada?
I'm not too sure.
Do you want us to get them for you and
we can
take care
them.
Of that?
We can take them out.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Who is /.2.org?
/.2.org? I have no idea.
Okay, well, they have our 26-hour marathon up on their page. I don't know who they are. I don't know how many hits they get, but it looks exactly like /..
With more of an attitude problem.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Wow. Wow.
No idea.
Oh, come on. I mean, I love Slash, so I love that. I mean, those guys are really anti-Microsoft. Like, somebody at Microsoft kicked their puppy when they were very young, and they're like... rapidly. Oh no, these guys are pissed at Microsoft. They're like, fuck you, Microsoft Linux! Linux! You know, oh look, I got a new kettle. You can put a penguin on the side of that. You know, it's like, wow, you know, they're really, my calculator runs on Linux. Okay.
Gates ran over my puppy when I was three.
Ron Mulda hates the hell out of me, man.
Who's this?
Ron Mulda hates me, Commander Taco.
Oh really?
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Can't we all just get along, you know? Well, that's fair. That's fair. You've been a friend to us before Commando Taco was, so fuck him. We'll support you. That's it. That's how it works.
Yep.
That's, of course, until he calls, and then, you know, we'll stab you directly in the back.
Yes.
Leave you in the gutter, you know, bye-bye.
However,
thank you, Commander Taco.
Thank you, Mr. Commander Taco. So are you going to join cults or what?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. That's a positive, I think.
That's a positive, I think.
I'll try to do it in, sometime today.
Sometime today. Right after I surf a little more, because
I got to surf a little more.
I just have to surf some more, you know, I'm just feeling...
After I stock up on weapons down in Texas.
You're going to stock up on weapons in Texas.
And then you'll join in cult.
Well, that's important.
Then I'll join cult, then I'll take out all the Americans for Purity and stuff like that.
Did you like that interview? Do you think that was pretty good or what?
I thought that was pretty good. I actually posted it on the page, and a lot of people bitched about it. This is a joke that's been like a year old. I mean, a lot of people ripped me a new asshole for that one.
What? Did anybody interview them? No, we did.
So that's
nice that the site is old.
You know,
Have they heard him being interviewed?
That pisses me off. You know, I get that all the time. People... you know, will come to me and they'll say, hey, man, there's this head-mounted display called the Sony Glastron. Well, head-mounted displays are like a passion of mine, and wearable computers are a passion of mine. So there's, you know, if somebody thinks about a head-mounted display in fucking Southeast China, I know about it, okay? Like, seconds later. So when somebody comes up to me and says, hey, there's these things called head-mounted displays,
and this is
a Sony Glastron, and I can, like, you know, practically draw the thing on a technical diagram by the time they tell me about it, even though... people, like, the geek culture does this. They get all, oh, I've known about this for months, you know, and, oh, what's wrong with you? That really pisses me off.
Oh, that's so 10 minutes ago.
That's so 10 minutes ago. You know, fuck you, because there's absolutely no reason why you should be like that. And if you throw aside it because you think it's cool, great, we've had repeats on cults. We've had repeats on cult, because you know what? Not everyone is as neurotic as you and I are, Ellis, and sometimes they miss things. You know, so it's okay to repeat yourself from time to time, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
I try to go back on stories and, you know, see if there's any updates about certain things that we posted.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Wow.
You can't just visit.
What a concept. Follow-ups.
Yeah,
yeah, follow-ups.
You know, no shit.
Maybe Americans for Purity has some new stances, some new points of view they want to put out, and we got that in the interview, and people need to be updated about winning the war on masturbation.
And aside from all that, it's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's heard Monty Python 10 million times. Still sells.
Still good.
Still sells.
Yeah.
Put on DVD, put on holographic image in the next one.
There you go, and he's getting all riled now. I can hear it in his voice. He's like, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, fucker.
The next little
snotty-year-old, 14-year-old says shit to me, I'm going to send him a bomb. Yeah, okay, go, Ellis, you go, son, click. There's another guy going to jail.
Ephedrine is being a sarcastic fucker, and he's saying, oh, have you guys heard there's a great new game coming out? It's called Doom. Okay, well, that's taking it a bit extreme.
And my girlfriend's playing that new game, Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah, I heard that's pretty good, eh? That's that 3D game, right?
They got that for the Palm.
Yeah.
They got that for the Palm, eh? They got Doom for the Palm.
Yeah.
They have Wolfenstein for the Palm. It's crazy. And I'm sure they have a Linux patch for that.
I think they actually have Doom for TI calculators now.
Oh, my God, really?
No way. Aww. Get out of here. I've seen text Doom. Like, completely...
God.
Yeah,
it's
Sim,
brutal. It
Sim,
was
Sim,
funny.
Sim saw this. There's text-only Doom.
Like, it's all drawn in text.
It's fucking... it's crazy. Was, craziness.
I actually saw this myself. It was...
mental.
It was basically...
mental.
I'm trying to image that, and I can't.
It's
all drawn
try,
with
don't
characters, and... oh.
It's amazing to see. Yeah, it's playable.
BBS game.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Amazing. So it's. I read something. I think it was on your site. One of the little quotes at the bottom is the best thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to tell Anki about it. There's a quote at the bottom of the screen where it said, "Linux is only free if your time has no value."
Oh.
Which is pretty much.
There you go. That does sum it up, though.
It does.
I mean, you have to spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that stung.
And that's the truth.
You just hit that little penguin with a shovel. You realize that?
Oh yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Fuck you. I don't care. It's computers are tools. Okay, they're all tools. Whatever works for you. If you fucking use Microsoft, doesn't make you better or worse than anybody else. It just means you use fucking.
I mean,
Microsoft.
We could be using Microsoft or Linux, and you'd be hearing the same fucking stream.
Exactly.
You'd be hearing our voices.
And I guarantee that if we tried, you know, switch everything to Linux, and we fucked the station up for like a week and a half because we don't have our drivers. Then people would be like, they wouldn't stand back and go, oh, well, they're trying to install Linux, so that's cool.
They'd go, fuck you, bye-bye.
They'd be, fuck you, I want my stream right now. I want my Crackhouse stream. They'd be all freaking out and being all fucking wiggy and shit. So something you got to look at. Something you got to be aware of.
Yeah, personally, I find these words completely stupid. I basically want to say, fuck everyone. I'm using DOS.
Back to DOS. I like the command line.
Basically, yeah.
So we're going to hang up on you now.
Okay.
So say what the hell.
What the fuck?
No. Try again.
Okay, what the hell?
Actually, you should do a promo for us, because we'll make a promo out of it.
Hi, I'm Ellis from Geek News.
I'm Ellis from Geek News, and I listen to What the Hell, because I have, I don't know.
I masturbate to What the Hell.
I masturbate to What the Hell, or whatever. I don't know. Say something.
Hi, this is Ellis from Geek News, and I jerk off all over my computer while listening to Rant Radio.
Excellent.
We will we'll have that in rotation. Before next weekend.
Right with Al's.
I'll give you the videotape, Sean. You can fast forward through them all.
107.40.
On tape number 3.
107.40.
Okay, you write that down, you do that.
I need a pen. Actually, I need a palm. There's my palm.
Okay, say what the hell, and I'll hang up on you.
Okay, what the hell?
All right, that was Ellis from Geek News.
Excellent.
Big celebrity, you know.
Well, I feel a lot better. It's amazing what a shower will do for you.
And for us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
From the bottom of our hearts.
You know, I figured if I basically didn't do something...
Are those the same socks?
Yeah, I have no choice.
Well, what's the point, Dak?
What's the point? The point is I got water next to my body and it woke me up.
Okay.
If I didn't, I was going to be...
So now we have a drippy, slimy Dak.
No, you have a dry Dak back in his stinky clothes. But the point is, if I didn't go do something in about another half an hour, I was going to think I was a giant hummingbird. And the worst part is, I was going to buzz around, and then I was going to try to drink nectar out of Ronan Medic's van.
Wow.
And it's a 2-ring. They're using my money up. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, 26-hour marathon, all that. Yeah, who's this?
Smokehouse, man, I'm back.
Hey, Smokehouse, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Woke up just now.
Woke up just now. How long were you out for?
About 4 hours.
Well, that's not bad.
You went to bed right when I did, didn't you, Smokehouse? Sean's got to bed.
No.
I'm going to bed, too.
No, he was up for a little longer.
He was up a little longer than you, right?
You still have 1 hour, Smokehouse.
26 hours, I was up.
26 hours, not bad.
Not bad. Now you're fresh, though. Now you can carry on, because it's not so much that it's no sense being shitty. For the last 20 hours of the marathon.
Shut up.
I didn't say you were. You're doing good. I'm amazed that a vegan could stay awake this long. I totally am.
I need meat. I'm falling asleep. I need my meat.
Shut the hell up.
I agree.
Sim gets
I do
meat.
Not need
Perhaps
meat.
Perhaps you misunderstood. It's not that he's a vegetarian or he's
okay.
Only vegetable matter. He's from the star system Vega.
Oh, sorry.
Vegan. Yes. You're misunderstood.
So what's going on, Smokehouse?
They're on a 72-hour day, so this is nothing to him.
You know, just looking for work and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah? It's still no luck on the work scene, eh?
No, I'm pretty much screwed still, buddy.
Oh man, that sucks ass.
I know. Believe me, when I find out, you guys will be like the first to know.
Well, I thought you were the official walker tester.
Well, yeah, that's true, but you know they don't pay me for that. You know, I just kind of rip them off.
You just keep breaking them.
Yeah.
And they all fuck up.
It's their fault.
It is. They don't make them strong enough for Smokehouse.
They should make that like an extreme sport, like Flush Tripper, you know. And then they'd have like you know these really.
Here's a little profit making idea. Save the next one that you fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a new one,
right.
Stick it away, show them the busted up one in about 2 weeks.
And then getting new walkers and then start selling them.
There
on the
you
black
go.
Market.
On the black market. Black market walkers. How much do they go for? Let's check it on eBay.
I think we should have like a... what I think you should do is, rather than that, we should get some film...
We'll get some prophets down there, and we'll have them film him, and we'll put music to it, and it'll be like Warren Buffett's. It'll be like Smokehouse and Warren Buffett's Walker testing. And it'll be like jumping up and down on stairs and shit, and fucking throwing rock walkers. They have like, you know, the big down cam looking up, and he jumps over the camera with the walker. It'll be amazing, and we can make huge money. And walkers will sell like fucking hotcakes. We'll have titanium walkers. Guys will be breaking
Warren
shit.
Miller's extreme walkers.
Yeah, Warren Miller's extreme walkers. That's what I think we should have. That'd be fucking amazing.
Completely like the Chariots of Fire music and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With like, you know, the
you know, that slow-mo tumble down the stairs.
Bound about, down. You know, he's all like
fucking air going over the foyer.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they break at the wrong time. They always tend to break when you're in town, on the street.
When you're going to the bar, right?
Right. And I actually have one break in half.
In half. I think you better switch brands there.
How'd you get home?
How'd you get home, man?
I get rides from friends and stuff.
That's good.
That'd be a great phone call. My walker broke again.
A fucking again.
Fuck, man.
I've been having a bad week. My walker broke in front of a bus, man. Jeez.
When mind that bus. What
like,
bus?
Why?
Flat.
I don't know why I did it for me. That's like 8 miles. And I turned around and walked back, and by the time I got back where I was going, it broke, and I hit the dirt. That was like a year and a half ago.
Fuck.
I will never forget that.
That must be, that's
there was a door, too, where a bunch of people could see me just, like, hit the dirt like a fool. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, man.
Did anybody laugh?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, good, because I'd be like, I'd descend on people if I saw somebody laugh at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're real funny. You're going to have your very own walker, very fucking
come
soon.
Here, I still got the parts in my hand. Come on. Whack!
I'm going to polish them up real nice.
Shove them up your ass.
I quote from early yesterday.
I work at the bar I hang out at, I'm real good friends with, and if they see anybody laugh at me, they throw them out.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, like I said, I quote from early in the show, fuck you, Grandma.
Smack.
Smack.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding.
They laugh at art, you must go home now.
What?
They're like, you can't laugh at art, you must go home now. That's basically what happened. You can't laugh at me or they'll kill you.
Excellent.
Okay, we're going to hang up on you now.
All right, man.
So
what the hell?
What the hell?
Attaboy.
All right, Smokehouse. Kula. Yeah, you phoned in earlier.
Did he?
Had a little thing about walkers and how they break, and he's got a lifetime warranty on his, but they break all the fucking time. It's like, break? Oh, well,
it's supposed to be like
break.
One or two maybe for your lifetime.
He's done seven. Really? Yes.
Well, because they usually just give them to, like, old folks.
Not powerhouses.
Like Smokehouse.
Like Smokehouse.
Yes. Hung like
who,
balls.
Like, walks all the way into town, all the way back to the bar every night, gets ripped. On his walker.
That's fucking awesome. That's just amazing.
You know, hitting lampposts in the street with his walker.
Just, you know. I'm willing to bet they would last longer if he actually just didn't actually pick it up and swing at people with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is a problem.
I'm wondering how much that goes into it myself.
We'll have like the I-beam construction of walkers and stuff.
Laugh at me, will ya? Bang.
Bang.
Shit, broke another one.
In lieu of the shovel, I will strike you with this walker.
Skitty says, they're talking about walkers. And they're like, what the fuck is this radio station about?
What is this radio station? We're talking about walkers! What the fuck?
Walkers!
Hey, walkers, play that 26-hour marathon quote
yo,
again.
Yo, guys, I'm warning you, I'm going to phone in tonight after I got when I'm all shitty and fucked up. That's Ophie Dophie.
And you're not
and
now.
You're not already.
I'm going to get all fucked up very soon.
Oh, my God.
And he'll phone in and be like, hi, how's it going, guys?
Smokehouse says, I almost got in a bar fight once.
That'd be some scary.
Lieutenant Major Zobby still has not come on the air. Not come back.
I told you he was shot by Jack Ruby.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're going to do an interview with him.
He's probably not listening right now. I don't.
No, he's not in listening.
I don't think that I'm going to let Smokehouse into cult. Or not Smokehouse.
Fuck Smokehouse. He's out of cult.
No.
Right the fuck now.
No,
bitch. Fuck him.
No, fuck him. No.
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Shut up.
Every week, Lieutenant Major Zombie says, I'm going to join cult. How do I do it?
Yeah,
every week.
I don't think...
play the promos every week. He doesn't know how. You have no worries of even receiving his application, okay?
I've actually denied. This is a bit of a cult update. A lot of people think that I just receive these and I sent them out. I've had some white supremacists try to join.
Yep.
I've had people.
I heard about this. You went. You exploded, right? There was like a thermonuclear blast in Langley.
Oh no!
And you rained down all over the planet. I heard about this.
I just don't. The only one I replied to.
There's the calming intermediary of email here, which means he has to actually think about his response, type it out, and send it off to.
Somebody's defending Lieutenant Major Zombie, test writer. He says, "Let him in. He's a good fucking guy. He might be an idiot."
Well, Test Rider's got a good point.
I mean, I'm sorry, the kid...
No, he's a moron.
Yeah, but he's our moron.
He is our moron.
Exactly, he's okay. Our moron.
All right, well...
Whatever.
I'll see when I get the guy.
It really all depends on the questionnaire, doesn't it?
Hey, tell you what. If he can figure out the questionnaire, let him in.
That's fair.
And if we don't protect him...
He won't.
Who will?
Well, that's pretty much true.
That is true.
And who am I to sit there and call people cool or not cool?
Yeah.
You know, because then I'm just as guilty as everybody else.
He's cool in his own mind.
He's cool. He is cool.
The kid, you gotta admit, the kid tries harder than anything alive.
Yeah, I mean, he does try.
He gets at least an A for
us. At least the fucking guy tries.
It's like watching a fucking salmon go up those little fucking rapids, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
Just keeps on going. Till his
ignores
body
the,
is all worn away and it's all red and all fucked up, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, Test Rider. All right.
Yeah, if he can figure out the application.
If he can get me the goddamn thing, I'll let him in.
If he can figure it out.
But he's going to figure it out, though. Poor scary fucker. Yeah, provided he doesn't say something stupid like, I want to kill fags and white people. Mm-hmm. Boot.
Uh-huh.
Hello, what was that?
I was trying to find Zombie's picture. He sent a new one in. It's sad and pathetic. Actually, he looks a lot better. He's shaved off his wispy little facial hair.
Oh yeah, the little
mustache,
the pedophile mustache.
Oh yeah, ooh. It's all gone. And he actually looks decent, normal.
Shut up! I'm gonna grow back my Ron Jeremy mustache.
Ew. As long as he'll start wearing white beater t-shirts, we should be okay.
Yep, no doubt. So, what else is going on? What else you got in the news that we haven't featured yet?
I don't know.
Oh, what do we got?
Somebody sent me a Bjork song.
A Bjork song?
What's it called, Violently Happy?
It's called Lore, Bjork song.
Bjork.
Nightshade sent it.
Bjork.
I
think that's Aqua, actually.
No, that's Bjork. That's what she does. Violently Happy.
Oh, okay. Yes,
Jesus
brutal.
Christ, why do I
Bjork
feel...
Bjork impersonations here on Right Radio.
I feel like, I feel like fucking impaling myself on a caribou.
Oh, yeah. The best is the video where she's, like, blinking. She does this in her video, she goes...
And
it's like, hey, that shock cut is...
What was the one where she was been eaten by the teddy bear? I remember that one.
Yeah.
And the other one where she was dancing with the fucking mailbox. It was...
Violently happy! There's that one, she did a 1950s style music.
Yeah.
Musical kind of one. That was kind
of
cool.
That was the one where she was dancing with the mailboxes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
It was interesting.
I mean, it was pretty...
Silent or something like that.
Yeah, it was Silent. That is the name of it.
With the animator who did the original Ren and Stimpy shit.
Yeah, that was cool.
Ah, yes, okay.
She did with Skippy the Idiot or something like that.
Yep. That was actually a half-decent video. And a song. It was okay. Oh, it's always fucked up.
Joey fucked up.
How did Joey fuck up?
He did the wrong line.
Yeah, he said... he didn't do the wrong line. He
missed.
He missed a riff or something. Like Joey,
yeah, he missed an Anthrax song from the song I'm the Man. I'm the Man, yeah.
Which is where the I'm the Fucking Man originally came from. It's because I used to love that song very much. And we used to just play it back to back. I'm the Man, I'm the Man. And that song, that line... That entire phrase from Anthrax, I'm the Man, comes from Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School. Because in Rodney Dangerfield...
Really?
Yes, it does. Because in Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School, he's trying to... Wow, he looks like...
Almost normal.
Wow, he looks like I've wrapped dynamite around myself and I'm wearing the prayer cloth and now I'm going to find me a busload of seniors to blow up.
That's the picture for hard copy.
Right there.
Yep.
Right there.
Darken it up, grainy.
That's it. He's getting in. That's it. I'm going to let
based
him in.
Based on that picture.
Yeah. The only thing missing from that is
the
spoon.
He kept to himself. He was always polite.
He was always such a
polite
man.
The only thing missing from that when they do the episode about him is the music where he looks evil. You know, they do the slow motion pan, and they do the really, really like the evil, spooky music, so you know that he's got to be evil.
Yeah,
well, slow him down.
Done with the piano.
Yeah.
They got ding, 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 ding. They got like the drift in the background.
Yeah.
But in any case.
Well, that's the picture you're going to see on America Most Wanted, you know.
The point with back to Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School, in that movie, there's a guy trying to win this chick over, and he's standing outside of her window, and his buddy's telling him stuff to say in order to win her heart, and he says, now tell her you're the man. I am the man. I am the man. I am bad. I am bad. I am very bad. I am so bad I should be in detention. I am the man. And that exact phrase is used in the songs, Anthrax's I'm the Man. Wow, who the fuck's that?
Ellis.
Bullshit.
Ah, I didn't know Ellis was a Kurgan.
isn't that a gig?
Wow, he's a scary fucking man.
That's
whoa.
That's a rap video.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio 26-hour marathon. Who's this?
Gargoyle Nightshade.
Gargoyle
Nightshade. How you doing? Did you get some sleep, sweetie?
What?
Did you get some sleep?
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 hours.
Atta girl. Now you're fresh and raring to go, right?
Oh, yeah, showered and everything.
Oh, and everything.
The chick who speaks way over our heads. With computer
that song
talk.
I sent you?
What's that?
Yes?
That's not by Bjork, it's about Bjork.
What style of music is it?
It's, what style?
Is it soft pop music?
No, it's a comedy song.
Oh, it's a comedy song.
Have you ever heard of the Brunching Shuttlecocks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
It's, by one of them.
Should we play it?
It's pretty funny.
All right,
pretty
it.
Funny? Okay.
Yeah, let's play it. We'll trust her.
We'll play it then. We'll trust you.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
Yay.
I am so happy. Happy, happy.
Happy,
happy, happy, happy.
Happy.
I'm so happy.
Happy.
What?
Happy, joy, joy.
No,
happy,
no,
happy,
no. Joy. This is from
happy,
South Park.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Minimalist composer. I can't remember his name.
Glass. Something Glass.
Something Glass.
Yep.
Philip Glass.
Minimalist composer. From New York. Happy, happy, happy. Everybody's happy.
We should make a Philip Glass Rant Radio promo. Bing, ding, ding, ding. We'll have like one.
Do you have sex with children?
What?
What? Where'd that come from?
The not the most recent, the second most recent South Park.
Oh.
Nambla one.
Oh, really?
They did one
like,
on Nambla?
Looking for a male friend, and he goes into chat rooms, and he keeps meeting, you know, obviously, he keeps meeting child molesters.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that one?
No.
No, that's what? That sounds like a good one.
It was great.
Oh, my God.
I think three times.
I'm still reeling from the corn Scooby-Doo episode.
Still reeling from the corn Scooby-Doo episode?
Yeah, that was insane. I was dying.
I haven't watched South Park in a long time.
Me neither.
Since, like, I don't know, season 3.
Okay, well, we're gonna play your song.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Just
nice
before
shade.
We do that, I just wanted to say to Ellis, I didn't know that Charles Manson and Anton LaVey had a bastard child together.
Seriously, Ellis is like...
Scary motherfucker.
Seriously, look at the size of him, man. It's like that photo makes him look like a complete wago. It's like, I'm
new,
Ellis.
I will kill you.
It's the new Ellis album, Straight Outta Compton.
You know,
I don't think that's...
If I met you in a dark alley, I'd wet myself.
It's like, Ellis.
Big deal. If you met a chihuahua, if you met the Taco Bell chihuahua in a dark alley, you'd wet yourself.
I'd wet myself, too.
Anyone?
Reason.
I am...
Okay, El Taco Bell?
Ellis is a Kurgan.
It's
He's
a,
not a machine
it's
at all.
A
Ellis is actually a Kurgan, and, you know...
That's the chalupa.
They're off in their own little world over here. Fuck them. All right, play the goddamn Bjork song.
Don't mind the Kurgan.
Here's the Bjork comedy song from Nightshade.
On Rant Radio 26-hour marathon.
I'm Laura Fitzgerald Schober with Brunchy Show.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm here with Dave.
Hi.
We're here today because a very exciting thing has happened to me.
Can we turn it
up? At last, I've met my one true love. The one who can finally make me forget my ill-fated infatuation with Maria from Sesame Street.
109.
She's childish now. Her name is Bjork. Isn't that lovely?
It's too quiet.
It's like a gentle zephyr caressing the surface of a still pond.
That's too quiet.
And so, in order to win the love that I so richly deserve, I've composed the following token of my deep and often painful affection. Oh, Bjork, York? Were you brought by the stork? Or were you created from butter and cork? I love you so much that I act like a dork. Oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork. I was cruising the channel box looking for Mork. Oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork. Or Fantasy Island with suave Mr. Rourke. Oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork, oh, Bjork. But then when I saw her, I'm...
That's about enough of that.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
For being on the Gong Show. Yep. Nope, didn't quite cut it.
No. Sorry.
Also, it was recorded extremely low volume.
Yeah, the sound levels are the real reason why we killed
it. So these, all these people turned it up to listen to it.
And they got a big bang!
That segues so perfectly, eh? That shovel hit is like, you know.
It's called Mighty Shovel Hit.
What did you hit the shovel against
Mighty
to
shovel
get that sound?
I really fucked with it. It took me a half an hour just to get that sound.
Yeah, that's no shit. Him and Nomad on Nerve.
They got a divot in their head from that hit.
Well, hit it with a big stick
of
wood.
Put it this way. Shortly after that, Sim came up with the idea for a 26-hour month rat radio marathon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea at the time.
Seems like a good idea. I'm not going to die or nothing.
Why is it sleepy?
I'll just lie down here and bleed, thank you.
I'm feeling kind of sleepy.
Dr. Pepper.
Gargoyle Mr. Echo said, wow, that scared the shit out of me. Me too. Rant radio volume up?
That's all the
I didn't even think
so. Oh, coming. And Sim wakes up and goes, oh, you're on the right road, 26 hours. He's going to wake up like that from now on.
We,
like,
you know what we should mention? We should actually, I'm sorry, I've never seen an object before that appeared on Rant Radio that deserved its own description. I am looking at a depth chart size.
That's fucking amazing.
It's a cup from 7-Eleven. It's called the Extreme Gulp. Essentially, it's a 55-gallon drum with a handle.
If you've just been walking on the surface of the sun and you really need that refreshing drink to cool you off.
Or to bathe.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have been walking on the surface of the sun. I could use a drink.
Of course, what you don't immediately drink turns into heavy water because of your proximity to a nuclear fusion object.
Not only that, I'm trying to imagine what that's going to do to your bladder, man. I mean, it's like... It's
Can I get some sugar pills, please?
Those M&M's?
Look at M&M. Look at him.
It's actually brought to you by M&M's as well. Yeah, Rant Radio.
By M&M's.
M&M's and Dr. Pepper. Because we got food and beverage.
That's right, sugar pills.
Speaking about Dr. Pepper.
What about Dr. Pepper?
Why, I could use one.
Franchi, we'll get one.
Look at that. Isn't that amazing? And it's cold, too. I just pulled it off the ground. You going to open that on the air? Give us a crack. Oh, yeah. That was good. There we go.
What?
Yeah, we're trying to get sponsorship from Dr. Pepper.
No, say this again, Farble.
You got to get closer.
No, this doesn't reach. You have to move.
There's a parents group out there that has convinced Dr. Pepper to pull their advertising from the WWF because Dr. Pepper and these parents people do not approve of the violent and sexual content of WWF shows. So I'm thinking that chances are, what the hell, won't be getting any sponsorship.
Well, I don't approve of the violence.
You never know.
I fucking sexual content in WWF either.
No.
I don't approve of the violence on this show and sexual content, but fuck.
Well, what do you do?
What do you do? I'm not held responsible.
It's not all about the ratings, you know?
No.
No, in all seriousness, we don't fucking like have a lineup of women we call the Ho Train. Okay? And hero called the Pimp.
Oh, my God.
He's the Godfather.
Oh,
the Godfather.
Whatever.
One step removed.
With his fucking hose?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever happened to Hulk Hogan, you know? Whatever happened? Hulk Hogan
American
was cool.
Hero.
I mean, he was all like, oh, you know.
You were actually talking about him earlier when you mentioned the hose. Never mind.
Yeah, but it's like, seriously, the guy, like, he had really good moral conviction and stuff like that. I mean,
at the time,
it was a lot of, you know.
Actually, he never did. Back in the old days when he was supposedly a good guy, the rest of the wrestlers wanted to get together and form a union and, like, you know, get better wages out of the, you know, slave traders that like owned the WWF, and he fucked them over by convincing them not to because he was getting about twice as much money as they were. So he's always been an asshole.
Hmm. Oh, that kind of wrecks that image.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about this.
Well, that said,
Not only that, he appeared with Mr. T on an interview show with Richard Belzer that he was hosting on cable. And Belzer's a smart ass. A smarter ass than you. as in, like, ripping people new assholes, you know, just for fun.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Anyhow, he was his usual smarmy self. And Hogan put him in a sleeper hold, dropped him on the fucking floor, split his head open. He had to get, like, 72 stitches.
I know what you're talking about. I saw that interview, and it was an accident. He didn't mean to choke him out. You would not believe how easy it is to choke someone out with one of those holds. You can put someone out in about a second and a half if you do it right.
Yeah, but he's a professional, and here he is handling, you know...
A 98-pound weakling?
He didn't think he went out. Like, if you watch the interview, he didn't think he went out. He had him in the chokehold, and he just squeezed the wrong way, and he just kind of went limp, and Hogan thought that he was joking, and he let go. He just let go. He didn't drop him. He just let go of the guy, and he went, whack!
Actually, since I hate Hogan with a passion, I'll go with Belzer's side of the story on this. But there is a happy ending, because from the lawsuit that Belzer filed against him, he managed to buy himself a house in the south of France, and he lives there now.
Well,
he doesn't like the States anymore. It's too fucking violent.
Well, I mean, okay.
Smokeout says, would you like to interview a wrestler? I can make that happen.
Yeah, by all means, we'll hook up
one?
A wrestler.
Speaking about Richard Belzer.
Who is Richard Belzer for the rest
Belzer
of us mortals?
Belzer played Munch on Homicide, Life on the Street.
He's also
did you remember a few?
He was in Supertramp.
Okay, he's an actor.
he was a stand up comic who was at the edges of popularity.
Richard Belzer. That's starting 10,
15
to
years ago.
The really scary part is
one of his best lines. It was about the Reagan years. He said, "Fucking cowboy actor is president, and I'm supposed to sleep at night without drugs." Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like Reagan's attitude. It's like, I'm rich. Fuck you.
We've got a
lesson. What was the show with the Oswald? Okay, Belzer had just put out a brand new CD. It was a comedy CD, which he had had his head placed over that very famous photo of
Lee Harvey
Oswald holding the newspaper and the rifle.
Gun. Yeah.
Right.
And he'd had his head basically placed over it for the cover for the CD. It was a comedy thing. And whose show it was? It was some black, basically sports figure who had his own talk show for 3 weeks.
Like Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson or something.
Oh, God, that was embarrassing.
And he gets on this show, and he holds up the thing, and he's talking about it. And the audience, because it's Magic Johnson, is mostly... And I'm sorry if this sounds...
No, that was Keenan Ivory
Wayans. Keenan Ivory Wayans' own show. And the audience was mostly black. And the audience...
didn't get any of the references.
Didn't know who Lee Harvey Oswald was.
Had to explain all of them, and
Keenan
they still
Ivory
didn't get them.
Keenan Ivory Wayans was embarrassed by his own fucking audience.
Wow.
He actually apologized...
To Belzer.
He actually apologized to him saying, look,
we
I'm
get
sorry.
The,
like, this is
I can't believe nobody in the audience doesn't know who Lee Harvey Oswald is.
Can we get the alternate audience in, please?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Like, hi.
What do you mean they don't know who Lee Harvey Oswald is?
No, they
didn't. See, it doesn't make sense, does it?
How could you not know? I'm a Canadian, I know who the fuck Lee Harvey Oswald is. Of course I read.
There you go.
Ah,
we have a
congratulations! You have won the literate prize.
Less intimidating, or so he says. Picture of Ellis from Geek News.
No, Ellis, you're a scary fucker.
You're a scary fucker. That picture still does it for us.
Okay, I recognize
which,
you from prison.
Like, the only way that could be worse is
one
of your eyes.
Where are the numbers from the bottom of the picture?
One of your eyes would be completely white. That would be the only way you can make it scarier.
Like the next thing that was said to him after that picture was taken was turn to the right.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Ellis. I'm sorry, buddy. It's like, there was the Ellis. He was Cargan. In those days, he would throw children to the wolves for their entertainment. You know, I mean, he's wanted by the cops. He, like, shaves his head, sticks safety pins in his eyes. I'm in disguise. Surprised he didn't call up and say, hello, ladies. What are you doing, Ellis? I'm just fucking some nuns. I see. It's very easy, Ellis. Next time somebody gives you any shit on the on Geek News, just say...
Here's my picture.
There's my
Don't
picture.
Don't fuck with me.
There's
I'm
my picture.
Part of cult.
Don't ever speak to me again.
Absolutely. I'm moving.
Not a problem, Ellis. Can I get some suppressive fire over here on Ellis, please? Thank you.
Ranged weapons only, please.
Thank you. My job is to close with and destroy Ellis. Please join Cult Ellis, because I do not want to go up against you.
Yep.
Fuck you, we'll send Ellis from Geek News. Bring me your Geek News. You know, he carries around a broadsword and a fucking briefcase. Fuck that.
I don't care what the guy thinks he is. He's not a gargoyle. It's definitely a Ronin.
No, that's gargoyle material there.
Oh, he's gargoyle all the way.
All the way.
We got the picture of a Ronin.
Fucking post that.
Congratulations. It's the world's first dual class.
In a comic, if we don't befriend him, he'll be the villain we face in the annual.
Oh, yeah.
In an action movie, he'll keep coming back sequel after sequel.
Oh, for sure.
Sign him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ellis, Geek News. There can be only one. Okay, so
I want to go back to back with this guy against a horde of Mongols.
One thing I want to do is I want to get when APOC gets back. And this is something I've been wanting to. I'm glad you reminded me of this. I want to get everyone to take a photograph, and in the photograph we'll get the actual designs for this. But what we have to do is we're going to get a photograph and all these digital photographs of cult members. And all the cult members have to be roughly the same size in the photograph, and then we're going to give them all to APOC.
APOC can fix that all up.
And APOC...
Even if they're not the same size.
Oh, even if they're not the same size? And then, or we'll get photos of everyone standing, so it has to be a full body shot of you standing there. And what we're going to do is we're going to make a crowd scene
of all
of
the
all
cult
the
members.
Cult members, and we'll make it like a big group photograph. And then it'll be the annual digital enhanced group photo.
He said he can be a good door guard. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can stand outside the pyramid.
We can also put a big door. Fucking collar on you and fucking tie you to the front of the bus
with arms crossed.
Be like the road warrior.
No, I agree with you.
But we have to get past his former employer, Charon, who's employing him to guard the underworld.
Exactly.
Currently.
That's what I was just going to say. I have no problem with him being the guardian outside the gate, provided there's two more heads. Okay.
Jesus Christ! Didn't I see him in the road warrior? The guy with the mohawk. Whatever happened to that guy? The guy who played the mohawk fucking guy in Road Warrior.
Wes.
Or what's his name?
Wes. The character's name was Wes.
Wes?
Wes.
You know that scares me.
Okay, well, what was the actor's name? Because that guy was a wacko. He was like the scariest
fucker
I ever saw.
The last time I saw him, and I really hate to say this, what was the name of that?
I think he's the Australian Prime Minister now.
No, they'd have cooler internet laws. Because they're internet laws.
Vernon Wells.
Vernon Wells, yeah.
And what else has he done?
Everything.
Get out of here, really?
Last time I saw this guy, he was on really bad TV shows.
These are all bad. These are all real bad.
What does he do? Is he like an action guy?
He was in MacGyver, Knight Rider, Hunter, Fall Guy, and MacGyver. I can name off some of these. These are like surefire bad movie
all
names.
Right, go ahead.
Never look back. This is Harry Lehman, The Bad Pack, Kick of Death, Vulcan, Space Truckers, Hard Justice.
Space Truckers?
Yeah,
2002,
Space Truckers.
The Rape of Eden, Plughead Rewired, Circuitry Men 2, Stranglehold, T-Force, Ultimatum. Oh, these are all bad names.
Actually,
like,
the first...
You see these on the shelf, there's
bad.
One copy.
The first...
All bad. This does not bode
well. What was that name?
Yeah.
What was the name of that film? Cyberhead or something like that?
Space Truckers?
No.
Space Truckers.
Circuitry Man. The first Circuitry Man.
Yeah, there it is.
Plughead, yeah. The first Circuitry Man, I watched this film. I rented it, and I was like going, you know, that was really bad, but...
4.4 out of 10.
I have to say, I actually liked it. It was so bad.
It's an okay film. No monsters, no aliens, no computer graphics. What makes this film interesting is able to convey a plot with modest to say at least budget of a sci-fi film. There we go.
It was on. It was a tiny bit of plot in there. It was actually, I was like, wow, there's a story. I think I can follow this. Cool. Okay.
Cool.
It's inspirational.
It is, though.
It's a picture of Ellis.
Every time I feel like basically falling asleep, I look over.
He's
there.
Watching. Look at that face. He's watching you.
I see him, and suddenly I'm awake because I'm like going, okay, I have to fight to my death now.
That's it. He's the one who comes and kills you in your dreams.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the salmon.
Dad!
Why are people having trouble with the phone number? Here's the phone number. That's what you need to dial.
Well, that's
1-800 or 1-877. 1-877. It is toll free. They ran out of 1-800s. They ran out of 1-888s.
Because so many
there will be 1-866s soon.
Okay. You're going to have to notice that Sumerian is getting a little bit, you know, testy because he hasn't slept in like
shut up, I'm like this.
No, you're not. Shut up. What are you fucking stupid, you people?
Sim is like, I will cut your fucking head off.
Oh, yeah. I'm always like this. Sure, you are.
Why are you chewing on a steak, Sim?
It's like he's going to go out and kill a cow himself, be up to his elbows.
He's going to fuck it first. That's the part that's scaring me.
That's against Islamic law.
No.
This is against Islamic law. You will get 40 virgins. 40 urchins.
Urchins?
Urchins. Well, I think that's is that the Islamic or Muslim law? Like, if you fucking die for law, they give you 40 virgins? Why would you
want you're talking about if you're basically a martyr and you go to paradise.
Yeah. Why would you want 40 virgins? If I was in paradise, you have a tent by this stream. This is the idea of it. You have a tent by a stream. Okay, now I won't buy a tent by a stream, provided it's a nice place. That's fair. But they're sending me 40 virgins? 40 virgins?
Fuck, this is paradise. You figure somebody could have broke them in by now?
You know, seriously, I don't want 40 virgins. I do not want 40 virgins showing up in my
I want 40 fuck machines. I want
Sylvia St. Taylor Wayne, Nikki Dial. I want all these chicks showing up, you know? I want these ones showing up. I want, what's that fucking bitch's name?
Which one?
Oh.
Tracy Lords. I want Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords is coming.
Enterprise. At least 15.
Oh, 15, yeah.
We started making porn the film. Stars next on the 26-hour marathon. And Farwell's looking at me disgusted because I know the names of female porn stars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You probably know more names.
Do I detect recognition there?
The worst part is, well, the other day, me and Projectile Oop. Vomit Man, were discussing porn stars. We got into...
Discuss the Chris Rock thing, if you can name more than... one male porn star, and of course that would be Ron Jeremy. Then
more than one.
Addicted to porn.
More than one.
He came up with, no lie, five male porn star names.
There's Ron Jeremy, Rocco. Rocco,
Peter,
Ron
Peter North.
Peter North, yeah.
Oh, Peter
there
North,
you go.
John Doe, Tom Byron.
John Holmes.
I don't know any of
John,
them.
Everyone knows Joe.
Oh, there's
Holmes.
That Dr. Fellatio.
Dr. Fellatio?
Yeah.
Hey, there's Greg Dark.
I don't know him either.
The Dark Brothers?
No, sorry.
Producer, not
into
star.
Those kind.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm married, and I don't go to the video store. Hey, you got any of the new Dark Brothers porn? No, it doesn't happen.
No, that's what the net's for. I mean...
No.
You saw them all the time. That doesn't count.
You should have been chilling your eyes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing
what's
this.
What's the worst... What's the worst porn movie you've ever seen?
Somewhere Under the Rainbow. It never got any worse.
Yeah, no, the midget thing.
I wanted to go to the nearest ambulance and set it on fire.
I don't care if I never get a job doing this. It has to burn. It's the only way I can be clean again.
Fire cleanses.
I'm sorry, Chief. I had to do it.
Just a scar, those of you who haven't seen it. Imagine Tattoo from Fantasy Island crossed with Ron Jeremy. Ha!
It was midget sex.
Midget porn.
We're not talking about midgets with midgets, though. That was probably in there, but I don't want to think about it.
It's part of the George Lucas collection.
Yep. So, every one of his fucking films has midgets. Have you noticed that?
THX 69.
There's midgets in the end.
Was there?
Yes, there's midgets in the end of THX 1138.
Wow.
There's Howard the Duck, a midget in a costume. Everywhere you look, every George Lucas film has got
Wars.
A midget.
Jawas.
All Star Wars.
Jawas, Yoda.
The only film that doesn't is American Graffiti. Is the only film with no midgets.
But it does
have a child. That
And you know, George is making this film and he's working with the kid and he's looking at the kid and he's going, you know... That kid would look so. If that kid was like a midget, he'd be so hot.
Was there a midget in Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Where?
Oh yeah, lots of costume characters all over the place.
Oh yeah, Willow. Willow was in there. Yeah, I forgot about Willow.
The kid Greedo in was a friends with the other kids.
Skitty says, "Ellis, you're a cutie."
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
my nipples were hard.
Absolutely.
Hey, I said my nipples, nothing else.
Before your name for a second, I just need...
The Dark Paladin asks Sean Kennedy.
Sean Kennedy.
Hey, I'm looking at the webcam. This is a while ago.
Sure.
And I'm seeing Sean. He's wearing black socks, right? Where does one find a really comfortable pair of black socks?
I'm glad you've asked. Now, one of the things is, a lot of people ask me about my black socks. The truth is if you're looking for a place to get black socks, do not buy those suit black socks. All they are is they're black sports socks because dress socks suck ass. So what you do is just go to a store and say, where's your black sports socks? And you get them all black. That way you don't mix and match. You don't care if you lose one sock because you got 10 million socks and they're all the same.
That's right.
Yep.
When mine wear thin, I throw them all out and get all new ones. You don't have to worry about the matching.
Sim's neurotic as fuck. So just...
And?
So
what?
And this is a problem.
And? But,
And?
So that's the score with the...
Is it actually going to let him ring for, like, more than one ring here? Oh, that's really entertaining.
Oh, well. Ring, ring, ring!
Ring, ring, ring!
Go golfing. Go play whack fuck.
Whack fuck.
Did you sign the wall?
I have not signed the wall yet.
Well, you better sign the wall.
Sign the wall. Sign the wall.
Right there.
The big mighty mug. Look at that mug. It is too mighty.
You've got to hold it next to you and put both hands on it so they get a version.
Yeah, pull.
Put it next to your head.
I swear to God, that thing's got its own gravitational pull.
It looked way bigger when he was standing back and it looked like he was holding it. And he was like half the size of his body.
This is the mug of doom.
Lots of markers on the table there.
He's actually holding it. He's just orbiting it.
It's the Thulsa Doom mug.
So people phone in. Phone in now. Phone in often.
So we have something to talk to you about.
We've been on this for, what is it now, 20... No, not quite
not
20
in the
hours.
20s.
No, we're not in the 20s. We're
yeah,
in like,
that would be nice.
Less than 10 hours left.
Less than 10 hours?
Actually, Sean,
six,
I got something
hours.
For you. I
what's,
saw
what's
this on,
in the background?
Nine and a half hours?
I saw on the news.
Single digits?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Go ahead.
Yep. I saw something interesting on the news. I wanted to know what your take was on this.
Sure.
A local man, when he was... I believe 17, 18 years old.
Right.
Was going to school in the States, was an American citizen. Got busted with $20 worth of LSD in 1967, 1968. Go ahead and answer that, and then I'll continue on with the story.
Okay. Hi, you're on the What the Hell Marathon. Who's this?
Half-Elf.
Say that again?
Half-Elf.
Half-Elf.
Hi, Half-Elf. How you doing?
Hi,
there,
Half-Elf.
Babe? Good. I remember a lot about you.
Hmm?
Yes, I do. I remember your name and everything.
Yep. Cool.
I also remember where you're at. You're a good friend with, my brain is rotting.
You don't remember
anything. You lied.
Anyway, so how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's why you're listening to the What the Hell Marathon.
Exactly.
So did you just wake up, crawl out of bed, and,
So why did you call the Psychic Friends Network?
What?
So are you're having problems with your life?
We can see it's work. It's not working out. Your boss is having trouble.
Or would you prefer a tarot card reading?
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on, sweetie? What's happening?
Hmm?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Why did you call?
Because I was bored.
You were bored.
Do you want to ask a question of any of us?
No.
Oh. Come on.
You can't think of anything.
Okay. Where do you live?
Airdrie.
Airdrie?
Like 10 minutes north.
Airdrie. I know where Airdrie is. We're north of Calgary.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Airdrie, Alberta.
I took part of my EMT course at your fire hall.
Hmm?
You used to be called Playboy Bunny, didn't you?
No.
That's not you?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not lying? Can you lie?
No.
Lie to me.
Come on. She likes you.
Lie to me.
All right. We'll say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
So we have actual
fun,
females.
Fun,
oh yeah.
Fun memories
we have,
of Airdrie.
We have like
little hick town.
These females
north of Calgary,
up.
But good little fire department actually.
Fuck ass. We forgot to ask if she was drunk.
Oh my God.
Sunday morning.
If she's drunk.
She's already gone.
Wait a second. She's in Calgary. Of course she is.
Well, yeah. What else is there? Airdrie, to be more exact.
I'm fucking gunned. If I was an Airdrie, you can bet I'd be gunned. Fuck that. What were we talking about? Oh,
yeah. Anyways, this
then she laughs. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that's what is amusing. Very, very
amusing.
Half-elf.
The gentleman with $20 worth of LSD gets busted. He gets sent to Attica for 4 years.
He's an evil man.
Because he's an evil man.
Because he sold $20 worth of
$20 worth of LSD.
After 3 months, he escapes from Attica.
Right.
Over the wall, baby. Over the wall.
He escapes from Attica?
He escaped from Attica.
Wow, that's a goal-oriented individual.
Yes, yes it was.
That's fucking...
And he came to Canada, where he became a qualified lab technician and changed his life completely around.
Good. Right.
Well, the U.S. recently finally tracked him down after, what, after 30 years later.
Wow.
30 years later. And, well, to clear his conscience and all the rest of that stuff and getting piles of references saying he's been an outstanding citizen, the U.S. hauled him back and is making him serve the rest of his sentence.
What is the rest of his sentence?
Another
three and a half years. 3 3/4 years.
Wow.
It's the U.S. doesn't matter. It's like you have, you know, you turn your life around. And
okay, I don't really believe in drugs. I mean, by that, I don't believe in, like, damaging. No. Let me finish. I don't believe in damaging, fuck you up, heroin-type drugs, okay? Cocaine, I don't fucking believe it. Crack, I don't fucking believe it. Acid is really fucking stupid because you're doing things to yourself that we still aren't fucking certain what exactly it's doing.
But you're doing things to yourself.
Just let me finish. Yeah. Just let me finish. But $20 for fucking years.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
Da 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 da. Something's wrong here, boys and girls.
Escaped twice, man.
yeah. It's just one of those things. It's just.
Fuck that. It
blew me away, you know? It's like. For $20.
And consider the expense of extraditing this guy, going through this entire legal process. This is money that could be spent tracking down Colombian drug barons or something like semi-important, you know, interdiction, you know.
Oh,
what, actually fighting this supposed war on drugs?
Maybe basically beefing up the security at Canadian ports so the drugs didn't get into the country.
I got a better idea. Why don't you just stop selling drugs to the black populace in order to try to clean out your ghetto.
Don't talk about the CIA right now, please.
Oh, I got a better idea. Why don't we, there's a big thing that was going on in cult. Let's talk about AIDS for a minute. There's not a tailor-made disease. Not at all. You live a white Christian upper-class lifestyle? Immune. You're a black ghetto youth? Trying to fucking do what the black ghetto youth do, which is like they have sex.
Anyone remember a few years back they were doing some tests on it, and this is no fucking lie, they were discovering that AIDS had a higher level of contractiveness. In other words, you would have a better chance of getting it if you were Oriental or black.
Oh yeah,
I'm not making this up. Actually, the least people who had to worry about it were apparently Latins for some reason. Whites actually had a higher level, but blacks and Chinese, blacks and Orientals, had a better chance of getting it.
AIDS, the HIV virus, was in a biological weapons manual published in 1968.
I have a National Geographic from 1968 in which, and I'd like to point this out, in, what was it, 1983, when it came out and they finally decided it was a disease, the World Health Organization said, quote, this was a new pathogen, a new disease vector that had never been seized before. I have a 1968 Reader's Digest, which is reprinting from Esquire magazine, which is talking about the dangers of transporting different animals, in which they mention 7 members of a research team who were infected by a blood-based disease contracted from green Haitian monkeys, in which both they and their family members suffered and died over the course of 10 years.
Now, there's a small, I believe you, and I'm sure that I was, but I don't think that was HIV, because the monkey HIV that exists is a completely different strain and does not affect humans, one. Two, the HIV virus cannot survive in open air. A lot of people know this, but when you're looking at the HIV is a bioweapon. It was manufactured by the U.S. government.
I'm going to tell you a story after the phone call comes on.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Marathon. Who's this?
DJ Intensity.
DJ Intensity.
How you doing, buddy?
I feel something intense.
Sounds like you're in a car.
I am in a car.
Are you listening to us on the radio?
No.
Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just figured I'd call in when maybe a few more people were awake.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people awake now.
Just call in, say hey.
A lot of people.
And maybe talk a little bit more about Burning Man with you guys.
Sure. What's your idea?
Well, I know you're looking for people to donate vehicles.
I've
got a tracker.
A geo-tracker?
It's not real big or anything, but...
Well, that you know what that means? That means that you can get yourself and enough equipment that you can pack yourself down to Burning Man, and that's awesome, because if people can provide their own transportation, that's the way to go. If maybe
that's probably only enough for one person. You got to bring a lot of stuff.
You got to bring a lot of shit, man. There's like a ton of stuff you have to bring.
You probably have to end up bringing a trailer.
But that's very cool, though, and we're looking forward to having you on the team. I'm going to be making notes of different people who are going to be coming when I register for how many people are going to be showing up at the camp. So that's very slick, though, and plus the tracker is a 4x4.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
See, I'll just call it, like, the sand shovel. It's just so small. You know, for like a little kid, the sand shovel.
Mini shovel.
It's the trowel.
The trowel.
It's kind of a little shuttlecraft.
That's a good one. That's a good one, man. I think it's a winner. I say do it.
I'm looking forward to DJing in the desert.
All right, buddy.
Oh, you bet.
We'll be in touch about that. Don't worry, you and I are
gonna... I'll let you guys go. My connection's kind of shitty, so...
All right.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right, now, call from a cell phone.
DJ in the desert.
Now, this is a story I've heard. I cannot confirm...
Nor deny
this. This is a serious theory that I had bounced off of me. In the 1950s, the World Health Organization... is beginning a major project, we're talking about the late 50s, is beginning a major project to introduce polio vaccine.
Ah, yes, all right across Africa.
All across Africa.
That's right.
Now,
We've got to immunize them.
Because of, they didn't want to use cattle vaccine.
Trojan horse.
Which, a cattle vaccine is a serum based from cattle... they use like the liver, or they use the liver and the kidneys of an animal to make the serum base to create large doses of serum for inoculation.
Yeah, it's very common for biologic, actually.
For biologic, however, cattle serum would have pushed the price up to unreasonable levels for what they wanted to do. The amount of people.
Right.
They looked at doing pig serum. Now, because of the diet of a lot of Africans, they don't eat a lot of pork, so there was a high level of allergies to the pig serum.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't use the pig serum. So somebody came up with the idea of using monkey serum. They would use the livers and the kidneys
of Rhesus
monkeys, which they could breed in huge numbers,
perfect,
cut it out, and have the basis for the serums to make enough to do it. It would be cheap. It could be done at the site. It could be done in plants in Africa. It was perfect. They began this project. In the World Health Organization, there is a list of among the animals that were used for the serum, including 500 green monkeys.
Mm.
Their livers and kidneys were removed, were ground up to make the serum base. The serum is made. It is then used as an oral spray. This does not mean that you were injected with this. This means they walked up and went squirt, squirt, like a fucking banaka blast in your mouth.
That's one hell of a banaka.
How many people do you know have small cuts or sores in their mouths?
Thank you, sir.
Like we're talking like a canker or an open wound or sore in their mouth.
Yep. The World Health Organization tries to do a lot of good, but they usually spread more disease than they help.
Not to mention the fact that it can be orally transmitted. It just tends to be eaten up by your stomach acids and your natural...
saliva, the natural enzymes in the saliva.
However, if it's exposed to an open sore or cut,
you're fucked.
It would transport into the blood.
Directly to the blood.
If there's enough of it, it can even survive the normal...
Normal defenses. So now you have this. Now wait for a second. Now, if you place the dates of this... The average incubation period for disease to reach the beginning of the epidemic levels that we saw with the AIDS epidemic before it was described would take about 20 years, which is exactly the amount of time it took. It would be about 1979 that it began to spread. Yeah. At this point, it was then spread. We now have the disease, what we call Patient Zero, which was a Canadian, a gay Canadian...
Airline
steward.
Yeah, you
who was
pretty high to buy that story. Hi,
I'm
a Canadian airline steward. I'm going to blame Canada.
No,
I'm going to fly to a strategic location of the United States and fuck people.
No. I'm just saying, this basically was the disease vector that went into San Francisco.
Mm.
This they have actually done, and I've seen this, I've seen the information on this. I actually believe that he was a vector. I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm not saying it was, but the thing is, the theory with this is that what happened was they had a serious fuck up, and the World Health Organization and the UN. I'm not saying they planned on basically having an epidemic that was going to wipe out millions and millions of people. I'm just saying that after the fact, they realized what happened, and they lost a lot of paperwork so no fingers could be pointed. And that theory, I seriously believe. Now, that is conspiracy theory 101, but actually this one makes enough sense in enough different directions that I have actually always bought this story.
Well, I'm going to take... I'm sort of in disagreement with Uncle Dak, because I agree that the World Health Organization was to blame. And if you do look at the outbreaks of the HIV virus right across Africa, it reads like a fucking roadmap.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing.
Where the AIDS virus... Oh, look, they did inoculations here. There's an AIDS breakout here. This village got missed. No AIDS breakout. You know, if you take the good old tech support troubleshooting on that, it's pretty easy to tell where the fucking problem is. Yeah,
connect the dots.
Now, I'm fascinated with this patient zero concept. Remember back in the early 80s, they had the patient zero. What we have is we have a gay Canadian. Gay. You got to blame the gay people because your rectal tract is the most sensitive region in your body to contract the disease. You have a gay Canadian airline steward. Those fucking gay Canadian airline stewards, eh?
Absolutely. Always causing in trouble.
Fuck ass. And what happens is...
Plus there was the wild lifestyle of the bathhouse sort of thing going on with...
Because God knows, when a Canadian airline steward touches down in San Francisco, he immediately fucks everything that moves.
Actually...
Because they're a hot commodity,
One second on this one. The gay community in San Francisco in the late 70s, they were fucking anything that moved.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. And this is early 80s when this was going on. And they still are.
Yeah, they still are. But at this point, before there was any problems, when the only diseases we had to worry about were like fucking salmonella or what was it? Gonorrhea or syphilis, which, you know, you get two shots of penicillin and it's all cleared up.
Just starting to hear about herpes.
These people were fucking anything that moves. I mean, they went to people's house, fish stopped swimming. I'm not kidding. This shit was bad, okay?
So, okay, fine. So San Francisco. But you're going to tell me this guy flew to geographical, disease-release strategic locations and fucked a whole lot of people all over the United States and then left? No.
What I'm saying by patient zero is that was the vector in which it originally entered into North America.
Bullshit. No, I don't buy it. Sorry, it doesn't wash.
Okay, like I said, I have no problem with that, and I also believe the UN story, and I believe...
We know that the WHO is heavily involved with this. Their hands are so dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to tie... We get the WHO, tie them to chairs, and one of us is going to get info out of these fuckers.
Oh, this is a guarantee.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm cutting. I hear the Israelis have good results with cutting.
The only real question is who's covering up what and when did they start?
I honestly believe the... It was a complete accident, and then they dumped more paperwork than the water.
Oh, the shredders are running night and day.
Yeah, exactly. You couldn't beg, borrow, or buy a shredder and fucking...
There'd be confetti raining from the sky, but the point is that...
You wonder what happened to Clockwatch?
Yeah, exactly.
You look at what happened there with the AIDS outbreak. Now, Dak and I have... I mean, I'm a little bit more extreme on the conspiracy angle here, because if you live a white, Christian, upper-class lifestyle...
It
you
is fucking very convenient.
Isn't
I have
it
to
nice?
Tell you.
And that's
very
why
convenient.
In the southern states they have these, you know, shirts of these Aryan assholes walking around saying, thank God for AIDS, where AIDS is the punishment of homosexuals and black people.
Or as it's also known as the anal injected death sentence.
Yes,
you know?
and there's, you know, role AIDS and all the jokes that went along with it, right?
Yeah, well, it pretty much laid the law down and killed the sexual revolution. I mean, it's very simple. You fuck, you die.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But you live a Christian, upper-class, white lifestyle? Safe.
Exactly.
No. Walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Quacks like a duck and fucks like a duck.
It's in a biological weapons manual. It's listed as a
fucking
weapon.
It was an accident, and Kennedy was killed by a lone gunman.
Yeah, one bullet did fucking U-turns. Yeah, okay, Scotty couldn't make that bullet do that shit.
U-turns, it was worse than NASCAR. I've never seen that many fucking angles.
Everybody.
It's non-Euclidean.
Everybody knows Kennedy was killed by the CIA. Everybody knows that. You know, we're sick of it. Yeah, okay, we all know the CIA is corrupt. We know it.
Jesus Christ, they're the secret police of the fucking United States. Oh, well, you know, well, the case
you know, the part that bothers me is George Bush. George W. Bush.
Head of the CIA.
Was head of the CIA for four, what was it? No, it was more than that. It was like 12 years or something?
I think it was like 6 years.
Three or four,
I
four years,
it was
okay.
6 years. Oh, well, whatever. Fuck it, he was the head of the CIA.
He was the head of the CIA right after Nixon was in, when they were still cleaning up everything from Watergate.
Interesting trivia.
Jim Ford, who was on the Warren Commission, was president, you know, not elected or anything like that, just shoved in place because he made the deal to pardon Nixon.
So what is the, a little bit of trivia here, did you know what the dominant religion in the government in the United States is?
Mason.
Mormon.
Mormons.
Mormon.
They're all Mormons. The CIA is 80% Mormon. Isn't that interesting? So they're not at all influenced by
Scientologists. Mormons.
Scientologists.
Well,
Mormons. The Mormons are fucking psycho. I really hate Mormons. They piss me off. It's. You know, I got my garments on, so I'm bulletproof. No, it doesn't work that way. The whole Mormon thing is fucking insane. And when you have people using religious stances to control political figures, it's proved it's worked in history. I mean, the SS were big into the occult. The SS were the original fucking cult guys. But
not only that, but everybody knows they were patterned after the Jesuits.
So,
hey, wait a second, I ain't got a problem with that. You know, I'm Catholic.
They were very efficient.
What, the SS? Oh, yeah, they were efficient, all right.
Yeah.
But there comes a point when you have to sit back and look at how opiated we are, man. We're just like, oh, yeah, our secret police.
We have a Mormon listening.
Oh, do we?
It's Skitty.
Hi, Skitty. Sorry about your luck.
run away from the cult. Not this cult. The cult that you claim to belong to.
Yeah.
Because they are a dangerous cult, they're not a real religion.
Well, Lieutenant Major Zombie used to be a Mormon, too.
Yeah.
He's saying that
yeah.
Kind of Salt Lake
City. Non-practicing Mormon.
Non-practicing Mormon, like...
Hell, in the last century, they were recognized as a dangerous cult by anybody with a brain.
However, now this said, we're not saying that, you know, we're calling for on a witch hunt to go out and kill...
No, there is no jihad yet. However, I keep pushing for one on the Scientologists.
Well, Scientology is a little bit different. It's written by a bad sci-fi author.
Oh, what do you mean? Didn't you see that fabulous film?
The film that all bad movies will be measured by for the next time?
And Dianetics was banged out on a weekend because he wanted to make some money fast and not pay taxes on it.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Someone's calling in.
It's local.
It's Echo.
It's got to be Echo.
Hi, Echo.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
Hey, I'm on Rant Radio.
You are, though.
Who's this?
I am coming on the Rant Radio. I'm listening to you in Quebec.
Yeah, you are phoning from Quebec City?
Quebec. Wow.
Quoi?
Am I listening to a radio?
Just hang on 1 second. I'm sorry, Jacques. I can't come in today.
No, Jack cannot make it into the office today. I'm sorry. He is kind of busy.
But what is this, Jack, you speak of? Is this some kind of dance?
Yes, it is a new dance. We will not teach it to you.
I don't know.
Why not?
Wait, we're going to tell you how to do it. Here it is.
First you put your left foot in, then you take your left foot out. Then you put your right foot in,
you shake
it all about.
Hokey pokey.
Hokey
dack, yes.
Hokey dack.
Just know pokey dack.
So, what is your name? Is it Jacques?
Jacques Strap.
Hey,
that is my boss.
It is your boss, then. Okay.
Oh, no, it's Red 5.
Red 5.
How you doing? What's going on, man?
Not too much. Just, hanging.
Hanging where?
Beautiful Rosslyn, B.C.
Oh, that's right. You're sponsored. You're doing the downhill event.
Yeah, you're sponsored by Rant Radio.
Sponsored by Rant Radio.
Excellent.
You betcha.
I had an injured hand, so I wasn't 100% for the race, but I placed in the top 50%.
Wow, that's really good.
Hey, good old buddy Lynn placed second in expert.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
Yeah, no shit.
And how's the weather up there?
Oh, dude, it's so hot and sunny.
Excellent. It's kind of overcast here, which is nice because we're inside and we don't want to boil to death.
Yeah,
we just got off. We just went and finished a fun ride out in the mountains, and man, it was awesome.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah, but I thought I'd call in and see how your fucking show is going, huh?
Hey, this is going okay.
The fucking show is fucking.
Hey, great fucking show. Fucking. I see sometimes. Yeah. I see to you. Listen, so the what the hell show?
You betcha.
Thank you.
Did you hang up on me now?
Tear your fucking head off.
Wait, you're going to have to say, what the hell?
I say, what the hell?
All right.
Cool.
Cool.
We have the Prime Minister of Canada support us. I mean, that's just so wicked.
He wasn't on a very good line, though, but, you know, we taught him the hokey pokey.
He knows
and,
really good kung fu.
He does.
What?
Our Prime Minister, he knows really good kung fu.
Didn't you see that part where he just kicked the fuck out of that guy's ass?
What?
Gretchen, yeah. Gretchen put a guy down.
Yep.
Protester does like the Vulcan death grip on him. And
seriously, I couldn't put a guy down that fast.
And then the guy who was in his house.
And he
like, took
the guy out with a lamp. I'm serious.
What are you talking about? Some guy, some protester he took out?
Yeah, he took out one protester. The guy came up and was like shoving a sign in like Gretchen's face. Gretchen reached out, put a Vulcan death grip on this guy and dropped his ass with one hand. Wham! The guy was like down.
Let's see Clinton do that.
Well, he's using his hand.
Well,
for
he does get people to go down, but that's a different story. And then there was this guy who broke into Gretchen's house. Gretchen called the cops, got up, picked up a lamp, and took the guy out as he came in the room.
Now that's Canada for you. I would fire the entire Canadian security
team. Into the microphone.
There was no Canadian security team.
Holy shit, man. I'd be freaking out.
This is Canada. We have a cop who drives by his house, you know, a couple times
again,
a day.
Yeah, because we don't really have anyone to be afraid of. Because everybody likes us.
Oh, yeah. We're Canadians.
Well, you know what it's all about, eh?
Oh, boot, eh?
It's all about.
And besides, our Prime Minister will probably kick the ass out of a whole lot of those guys. Like, you're going to, you know.
Mic on.
Just look at the rest of the Liberal government and see who would be in line to replace him.
Nobody's fucking touching him.
He's untouchable. He's got this, you know, halo of invincibility around him because nobody wants him.
I'm not entirely certain, but I think if he goes, Alan Rock is next in line. Okay,
oh,
so
that's great.
Thank you, thank you.
Creative Bill C-68.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
protect our Prime Minister at all costs.
All you Canadians sound the same. Y'all talk the same.
Y'all talk the same.
Well, I don't know about that.
Sorry again for Brian Adams, eh?
Yeah, sorry about Adam.
Skinny Puppy.
I don't care.
We apologize for Celine Dion.
Jim Carrey. We have committed.
Bill Shatner.
Yeah, we've committed. I heard the most surreal thing the other day.
Don't you be dissing Captain Kirk, man.
Captain Kirk and Kirk and Skinny Puppy.
You've heard those new ads with William Shatner for
the singing ones. Yeah,
the singing ones.
Yep.
Shatner was doing, what the hell was the name of that rap? That he was actually doing a rap one today. I can't even remember what it was. It was just the most surreal thing. I was just
it
like,
was, Shatner was, doing
rap. It was.
He was in a recent movie, and he did rap at the end. I can't remember, it was Trekker. We saw it in, I saw it in the DVD racks.
It's out in DVD already.
Yeah, there's some really crazy bad movie with William Shatner in it.
Oh,
and
man.
He does a rap at the end, and it's supposed to be not bad. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I'll get Eminem and fucking William Shatner together.
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect combo.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Enki phoned in earlier.
Please stand up. Spoke.
Yeah, much, much earlier. 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock.
About 9,
How's
he
doing?
He's doing okay. Sounds okay. Yeah.
He's with a lot of family. He's having a good time.
Yep. No,
he sounds
he's
okay.
not.
Well, he portrayed that maybe some family members are around.
He's in hell. His Quoth was in a car accident. He's in hell.
Yep. What happened to Quoth?
She got rear-ended by this fucking pinhead. It's posted on the cult page.
How badly hurt was she?
She's not bad. She just had a sprained back. She's fine.
Car's kind of fucked.
Is this guy been talked to?
He ran.
He ran away.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Fucking pardon?
Yeah, he ran. He smashed her truck, smashed into the back of her car, rear-ended her,
and, you know, backs up.
Is there any fucking information on this guy?
Well, we got a full
description on the guy in the car, and I posted it on the cult page, and there's probably been about 3,000, 4,000 people who've seen it by now.
What type of car was it?
It was a GMC truck. And it's not even local. It's down at Old Yale Road and Mount Lehman exit. So it could be anywhere.
Old Yale and Mount Lehman. Okay, so it happened in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
Talk to your mom.
No,
we don't got a plate.
We don't have a plate. We don't have plates.
If we had plates, we'd fucking own them.
Oh,
we don't.
It's over if we had plates.
If it was plates, so the
end of the microphone.
RCP would be just ding dong.
Yep, hello.
Hi, you're fucked. Guess what you won? You get to take a ride in a police car. You get to have your picture taken.
Wait a second. The cops would talk to him first?
Well, yeah, because...
They'd probably get there
She
first.
Would get a lot of money. And then we'd kill him.
No. That's true.
Yeah, much more fun to legally fuck someone up.
Oh, yeah, we legally fucked this guy.
Besides, after you legally fucked him, then another bad thing could happen. Like, somebody could break into his house.
Leave it at that.
And then, just let me finish. And then break into him.
Oh, here we go.
accidents happen. Leave it at that.
Who could this be? Hi, you're on Rant Radio, What the Hell, 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
This is Constable Robertson of the Burnaby RCMP Detachment. Is there a Sean Kennedy around?
There might be a Sean Kennedy around.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, so we've had several complaints of the content of your internet radio broadcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's nice.
And what's your point?
My point is, I don't know, I just wanted to fuck with you guys. This is Matt the Rat.
Matt the Rat!
We can smell a rat.
Yeah.
You smell what the rat is cooking.
And you smell what the rat is cooking.
I'm on the anonymous, but it doesn't block your number on your phone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Doesn't block the number on my phone. What?
Well, no, you try to do the *67 to block your number.
Yep.
And then it says that you don't accept anonymous calls.
That's right. I don't accept anonymous calls.
There you go. So anyway, just listen to your guys' show a few times. That was pretty cool. I'd phone in and...
Are you local?
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I live... You know where Loheed Mall is?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I live, like, in the building right across from it.
Why don't you drop by?
It's my parking lot.
Why don't you drop by?
Might do that. Well, actually, I'm having a barbecue later on, but...
Oh, I can see you,
guys... Actually, I work in Langley.
Oh, really?
Where at?
I work at the NCR, our office is there.
We
do all the bank machines and cash registers and all that kind of junk.
Oh, yeah? NCR?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know his boss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do know his boss. This is pretty funny.
Langley's a small place.
He came into Home Depot one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a really neat guy. You guys just recently
worked... What was his name?
I cannot remember. He gave me his card. But I know you guys have been working on a kind of a camera. He was working on a camera to be mounted underneath helicopters that did infrared photographs.
Must have been somebody else.
Okay, I could be way off here.
But no, we used to be in Burnaby and we moved down there to Langley and actually have some family that lives out there and I used to live out there, so I know exactly where both you guys are.
Uh oh.
Dun dun dun
dun dun.
So you're gonna. So what's your plan for the day? You're gonna have a barbecue later?
Yeah, barbecue later. I think I'm gonna hit the driving range and then pick up some steaks and have a barbecue.
Eat good meat.
Man. Sounds like a good day, man. Well, are you enjoying the show at least?
Yeah, I've been listening to it off and on, and it's I don't know. It's pretty funny. You can tell you guys are getting pretty wired there with no format to follow.
we never have a format to follow.
There's never a format here on Rant Radio.
But. Anyway, sorry I wasn't some drunken wild chick for you guys, but
I'll
try to get some to listen.
Okay,
I told a few people, so
excellent.
Later on tonight, you got till 11 o'clock. Get some chicks drunk. Let's rock.
Okay, give her a shit though. What the hell?
Right. Thank you.
Matt the Rat doing a pretty good impersonation of a constable.
Except for the fact that said there's a complaint, and the cops do not phone you with a complaint.
They come and see you with a complaint.
And we put them on the air. Hi, you're on the air right now.
Watch
can
that
I please,
top
can
fucking
I please,
turn
can
to
I please,
ice.
Can
yeah.
I
pl-
did you see the Rodney King thing?
Can I please get you to turn off that camera? Not a chance.
No, no. Number one, you're not allowed in this apartment. I am not turning anything off. I am broadcasting live. This is a private zone.
Let's see the warrant.
There's absolutely nothing wrong here. And if you wish to choose a warrant, this is completely legal and I'm within my rights.
Yep, we're doing nothing wrong.
So if you want to come in and kick the fuck out of me and smash my shit, go right ahead. But understand, it will be around the net faster than you can fucking even dream.
And some people will be dropping in. Very quickly.
Oh, by the way, Allah.
Yeah. Allah Akbar.
God is great. Can you say front page news slash your career?
Yeah. Can you,
And you thought Sergeant Pepper went down fast.
Pele says 1-800 numbers always have an ANI. It's better than star 69. It's way better than caller ID. Yes, I get every number. Every single one of your numbers that you have phoned. But I don't give it out unless you're a total loser. Like those
Uber
people
Nick.
From New Jersey.
Oh,
way,
we
way back.
Will we be talking about...
Don't even mention it.
Oh, my God, I was just talking in tongues. That was very strange.
We don't want to give out any kind of promotion.
Any plugs or promotions or anything of that sort.
But they've stopped because, well...
They're scared shitless.
We gave out their phone numbers on the air.
Would you be talking about those cum-faced...
Oh, what happened? They didn't phone anymore.
Would you be talking about those cum-faced dog donkeys?
That would be them.
Yeah, that would be them. Yep, yep.
So they don't want to fuck with us anymore. Nobody wants to play with us.
Oh,
But Louie, why? I was having so much fun, and I wanted to tell him about the rabbits.
Yeah, so that's all well and good.
That's so nice, Louie. Oh, tell me about
I would hug him and squeeze him and break him and eat him.
I don't think that was part of the original script.
That wasn't, but that's the way I'm going
to
fucking do it.
The end of time.
So we were actually having an intelligent conversation about the HIV thing.
Yes,
at one
were
point.
We?
Yeah, we
yes,
were.
Yes, we were.
Well, yeah. I think we finished that, didn't we?
Are we going
We kind of had run that one down.
Are you going to play some or what?
Yeah, I'm going to play a couple things.
What do you got on the go there, Sim?
Oh, it could be anything.
Could be anything.
Yeah,
what
just talk amongst
that?
Yourself.
It could
Please
be,
ignore me
could
while
be
I
a
do
Chinese
this. Don't go,
pilot.
Hey, what are you doing, Sim? Silence. I'm queuing things up.
Oh, sorry.
That means you continue talking.
Wow.
And then I'll have stuff ready when you're finished.
You mean...
Shut up. All of you, shut up.
For God's sake, spay or neuter your cats and dogs. You mean to tell us, Sim, that you can't multitask?
No, it's just the guy says, give him a break, man. Fuck.
He's been up longer than God.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, and so
yeah,
is that.
You're like...
And I'm 10 years older than he is.
There you go.
Oh, my God. That's getting dangerously close to old person speak. I'm 10 years older.
In my day,
I
was
20
years.
And we wore onions in our belts because that was the session of the day.
And there are wolves following me, and I'm scared. I forgot my
medication.
Can I sleep here?
The funniest thing to ever come out of The Simpsons is when the nuclear missile hit and the fat comic guy goes,
No, the question, he's walking down the street, waddling down the
Aquaman,
street.
But Aquaman, you cannot marry a surface woman. You're from two different worlds, it would never work.
And the nuclear missile's coming towards him, and he looks up.
I've wasted my life.
Yeah, the last words out of his life is, I've wasted my life.
I've wasted my life.
And it's over.
And, you know, at that moment... Every person in this room had a chord struck with them, and I won't discuss it much further than that.
I want to take a big, big, fat break.
Okay.
A big, big
I
want to
put on Brainwashing 5.
Sure?
Yep.
Okay. How long is Brainwashing 5?
After Brainwashing 5, if you need longer than that.
No. I just want to...
Take a break.
How long is Brainwashing 5?
Everyone, I take a big break.
It's about... It's an hour.
An hour.
Oh,
it's good content.
Okay.
Yeah, it is good content. If you guys, people listening in, if you haven't heard Brainwashing 5, it's me for an hour. So, there you go.
So this will make up for the lack of Sean Kennedy
we'll play,
earlier when he was sleeping.
For my 5 hours of sleep, I'll play my last 5 Brainwashing. No one will ever know. All right, and this is actually really good because the promos are all in there.
And here's a bunch of things before it.
While you were asleep, we just played some audio recordings of someone reading Dickens.
All right, fire it up.
Nobody
so, let's see if they're all, like, going nuts. Interview. No, we're not going to play that interview anymore.
No, that interview is gone.
We've played it 3 times, or twice.
So it's the Brainwashing.
Brainwashing, number 5, the most recent one.
Start us
keep
with
you
a
up
pang.
To date
Start
with
us with a pang. Start us with a pang.
Oh, you want a pang? Okay.
Start us with a pang.
I'm not tired.
just want to get out of this room.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Just for a little bit.
I'm just going insane.
We're going to take a walk.
Yeah. It's a good idea. We should go down to 7-Eleven and get some Slurpees.
We're
going to
take a walk to 7-Eleven, get some Slurpees. You guys can use guys.
So phoning will be futile.
You people!
Yeah, you're not supposed to phone while we're playing things anyway. I mean, we've just been talking for an hour. We haven't played anything for an hour. So.
Really?
Welcome to the other side.
That's right. So this is starting off with a mighty shovel pang. And we will be back.
After this.
After this short commercial break. On What the Hell 26 Hour Marathon. Remember to tell everyone you know about it.
It's all day today, so
day today.
Let's keep it going on. We'll keep the content hot.
Yep. Bye-bye for now. We will be back.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, but I believe Canadians live in an igloo, eat blubber, and do own a dog sled. And I do watch Jerry, Sally, and Oprah. I have a president, not a prime minister, and he's so horny, he has screwed the whole country. I speak English. Well, except for some of my inbred relatives. And I pronounce it a boot, not a boot, because a boot is something you wear with your dinner jacket. I can't proudly sew my country flag on my backpack. I don't believe in peacekeeping or policing. Although my brother, he's a state trooper, he fixed a ticket for me once. Diversity, assimilation, hell, I can't even spell the words. So how you expect me to know what they mean? And that beaver, wow, he was great with Wally on that black and white TV show. If toque is one hat, what's a three? A front yard, it ain't the same without a Chesterfield and three dogs. And it is pronounced Z, not Z. Z, duh. I mean, didn't you ever watch Sesame Street? Canada is the second largest landmass. Ha! My ass. But do you have a pancake house on every block? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Canada may be a first nation of hockey, sure. But I can't watch it unless you got that blue dot on the puck. Because how am I supposed to see it? We are the best part of North America, not you. And I am lucky if I can remember my name after drinking those strong Canadian beers we smuggled in our pickup truck over the border. I am Joe, but my brothers call me Sally, and I look damn good in a dress. I am a dumb-ass American!
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Leader.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
How you feeling today? Feeling kind of helpless? Feeling like you're kind of lost? Feeling like a little leaf, you know, that's spinning around in a big fucking turbine? You can't stop no matter what you do? You got that feeling? You know, that good kind of holy shit, my life is shit kind of a feeling? You know that way you want to feel and you'd love to fight back? You know that I want to fight back, but I'm afraid to. I want to fight back, but I'd lose my job. I'd love to go get fucking cooked right now, but I can't because I'd lose my job. Because they piss test me at my job. Because I'm a wage slave at my job. All this shit happens because of your fucking job. Well, I don't think you should quit your job, because you know what? You gotta eat. You gotta buy clothes. You gotta look after your fucking family. But you can fight back. Little ways. Little ways you can fight back. You know there's ways you can fight back. The best way you can fight back is to be free, open-minded, thinking, and listening to Rant Radio. Do you realize just by listening to Rant Radio, you're turning your back on other media? By listening to Rant Radio, you are saying, fuck you, modern media world. Fuck you, friends. Fuck you, Hollywood Squares. I don't have time for that shit. I'd rather tune into something else. I'd like to tune into something that's pirate. I'd like to lend my fucking listening to sport to an organization that really believes in what it's about. I'd like to lend my organization to Cult. That's why I'm a Cult member. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is all about the evolution of the people. This is about evolution of us all. We can all just fight back a little bit. You don't have to go fucking rapidly vague and start spray painting shit on walls and throwing your own feces at fucking political figures. You don't need to do that shit, but what you can do is fight back in your own way. You know how you can fight back. You know how you can stop these assholes. And it's all about you at this stage. You're the one with the power for the first time in your fucking life. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Anyhow, the thought that I was going along, there's a lot of humor that comes out of the Lower Mainland.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I mean, it's there's a lot of famous Canadians that I'm sure most of the rest of the world may not be sure and may not know that they're that the people are Canadian, but of course mm-hmm. Canadians know that they're Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole shitload of comedy that comes out of Canada. And right here in the Lower Mainland, you've got user-friendly, Iliad's in New West.
Yep.
We're here in the bunker in Burnaby.
Mm-hmm.
The Burnaby bunker.
The Burnaby bunker.
There's, I've been watching Shoutcast, and one of the most popular comedy/talk stations that is listed there is from somewhere here in the Lower Mainland, Rant Radio. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but they put it this way. They've got a bigger server than us, and they max it out.
Oh, really?
They're, like, always maxed out whenever I see them. There's all sorts of shit going on here online. Kind of a, for a, you know, we're usually about 10 years behind the States technology-wise, but for a place that is in that position, boy, have we got a lot of shit going on.
We only say about Vancouver is that it's one of the most technologically advanced places in North America and perhaps the world.
Well, even though PSINet tried to fuck us and shut everything down, even though everyone's trying to stop us, even though the FCC is knocking on the door, it's the Rant Radio 26 fucking hour marathon where we can see how many curse words we can say in just over one day. It's going to be a good time. Stick around, lots more coming.
All right, let's tell these people a little something about cult.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. All eyes to the front.
Now's a good time to fuck it.
Shut your fucking mouth!
Well, I'm glad I've got your attention. We gathered you here today because you people need to bear witness to the truth. The truth that is the cult. We have tried before to mention to you the fact that we were coming as an insurgence of power. You need to understand that now is the time. You were not ready before, but you better be ready now.
Now you will receive us.
We do not ask for your poor or your hungry.
We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt we claim.
It is your evil that will be sought by us.
With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the skies.
Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace.
These are not polite suggestions. These are codes of behavior. And those of you that ignore them will pay the dearest cost.
There are varying degrees of evil. We are you lesser forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption, into our domain.
But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will reap it.
And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand.
Let
me swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow ever forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be. In nomine patri.
Et fili. Spiritus Sancti.
There are no victims in cults.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Greenwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, but they'll grab it if they can't take it home. They'll burn it if they can't burn it. They'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
A lot of people have been concerned about the direction of the cult organization. The group of individuals who call themselves Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. So I'd like to take this opportunity to dispel any perhaps misconceived notions that the many may have about cult. Cult is not about violence. Cult believes in tolerance of other people, even though they may be pinheads. At no time would any cult member ever do anything that could be considered to be violent. We are a peaceful people. We have no time for abuse. We have no time for people who would hurt another. In our heart of hearts, we are truly not militant, but we would like to be recognized as peaceful and loving people. The kind of people you want next door. The kind of people that are in your neighborhood. Your children are in cults. You should love us. We're the people who will inevitably be the future. We will eventually take over and bring the world to a kinder, gentler, happier place. This is the dream of cults, and this is where cults will go. You cannot stop cults. Cult is like love. It spreads like a neurotic virus. We're everywhere. We're in your homes. We're in your schools. We're at your place of work. We guard you while you sleep. We are the good friends. We are the ones who look after you when you get old. We're the ones who will keep you safe. Think of us as your friends. Think of us as cults. Think of us. And know that we're always watching you.
Well, here it is. It's time once again for the much-anticipated, always-awaited brainwashing issue number 5. This issue, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of good things that are going on in the cult. Things have been happening, and very stylish, all things considered. Very happy about the progress cult has been making. Big news! Last week or so, we had a feature on Geek News. Where yours truly got mentioned by name. How fucking scary is that? But they mentioned me in the same kind of a page for the quick guys like Linus Torvalds, Emmanuel Goldstein, all that good stuff. I mean, it'd be pretty embarrassing if these people actually realized how little I really know about computers. But that's okay. We'll just not tell anybody. Shh, don't tell anyone. It'll be all be fine. So, what else has been going on this week? Well, Love That Nixter's been a crazy motherfucker, as per usual. The guy who just cannot stop doing graphics to save his life has just decided to put up his own fucking page. Like, can you believe that? I haven't got the link. I'm not going to bother saying the link, because he hasn't actually got a domain yet. But one thing I would like to try to do is I would like to try to eventually set it up so that he has the domain prophets.thecult.org. That way, he can have his own sort of, you set up his own unit, and everybody can get to the prophet side doing specifically prophet stories. His stories have been great. Check his content out on the site. Go to the cult page, do a search on prophets. You'll find the link to his prophets page. We want to get a permanent link set up, but this is growing so fucking fast, we don't have time hardly to put anything up. It's nuts and totally wacky. What else has been going on? Well, there's been a lot of stuff been happening during the week. Smokehouse on this issue sent it in 2 weeks ago, and I'm really behind, so, you know, stop picking on me. But that's okay. What he did is he sent in a whole long feature he taped off of MTV on the Napster issue, which, you know, is so just kind of big right now. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody wants to go, what's going on with Napster? What's the deal with Napster? Well, we got a whole interview of that I'm going to insert into here. I may chop up some of the Lars Ulrich and Charlie, as Lars likes to call him, Chuck D interview, which was actually really good near the end of it. I'm not going to put the whole thing on because it's just the same sort of bullshit rhetoric that you've always heard. I mean, what is Napster? What's it do? Why are you doing this? Why are you being such an asshole about it? You know, that kind of stuff. So we're not going to put the whole interview in there, but it's definitely worth a listen. Chuck D has got the right idea. He understands that basically technology is progressing forwards, and he even says that there are these savage little nerds out there that will just keep on progressing technology, and you cannot stop them. So when Chuck D knows it's not a good idea to fuck with cult, maybe it's not a good idea to fuck with cult. I don't know. Call it me. So that is something else we can be looking at. But let's talk about general news. During the week, our membership is slowly growing. Also, we got a domain name purchased. Yeah, baby! Thecult.org, if you weren't paying attention earlier. Now, if anyone wants to get information based on how to join Cult, You just email join@thecult.org, and I've set up an automated response, so it fires them all the big questionnaire and the introductory paragraph, lets people know what cult's about. I'm also putting the tail end finishes on a frequently asked questions document that is going to be posted to the page, so the people who review the page can understand what all the symbols mean, yada, 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 things of that nature. So that's been going strong. Very pleased about that. Another thing, along with the Nixter site, Nixter site's been very good, but we've been we're gradually getting towards the finish where we're trying to decide on what exactly are the goals of cult. And I had a big talk with Section 9, where he was talking to me about, well, you know, you got all these guys, they're all excited, what are you doing with them? What are you going to do with these guys? And I was kind of racking my brain. I was sort of sitting there going, well, what am I going to do with cult? First of all, I'm not doing fuck all with cult. Cult is an entity unto itself, okay? It's kind of like the phone system. Think of me as Ma Bell, and everybody else talks to each other, and that's how just a method of communication. It works for two reasons. One, I don't have to tell people what to do. Two, people don't have to listen to me. And the third reason, which I didn't mention in the first initial two, is the fact that I don't go to jail, which is nice. We'd like to avoid the whole jail concept. The wife will be very pissed off if I wind up in the fucking slammer because some kid goes fucking wacko and starts shooting people, okay? So we're going to avoid that whole notion, but the bottom line is, it's not my job to do anything with cult. Cult was something I started, and now it's very rapidly gone beyond my control. Now, people are talking to other people. Yes, I still okay who gets in. Yes, I still basically run the website, put the brainwashing issues out. But it's like saying, does Emmanuel Goldstein run 2600? Well, in a way, yes, he does. But without all the other hackers out there, 2600 isn't shit. Speaking of 2600, yes, the H2K conference is coming up. And we're doing work right now on getting the jackets all set up. We're just putting some finishing touches on it. Monday or Tuesday of this week, we should find out exactly what's involved. But wow, Nixter has done a chest crest for me, which I was going to be using on the front of the jacket. He is not the winner of the logo contest, just so you know. Nixter is just a fellow who's been helping me out with the design. And what his design is going to be is going to wind up actually being the back patch rather than the chest crest. No doubt Nixter's probably listening to this going, really? Yep, it's true. We're going to make that an actual front of, or rather the back of the jacket, where it's got this really fucking psycho cool logo. It says cult, organizing counterculture and internet subculture with a big cult K, and there are no victims, with the website address on it. Very, very cool, and the whole thing is going to be embroidered into the back of a flight jacket. Yes. So, what would one of these coats cost, and who can get them? Well, the fact remains is that I managed to get these coats for a wicked, wicked price. If everything goes according to plans, I'm going to be making nothing on these coats. I do not make a fucking dime. What I will be doing, though, is I'll be selling the coats after embroidery, shipping in a whole 9 yards for $150 Canadian, or about $250 American, depending on how you want to, you know, $2.50 American. So it'll be $150 Canadian to get your hands on one of these jackets. We're also got a good line on hooded sweatshirts, which will be really cool. None of this shit is silkscreened on. You want silkscreened stuff, go buy a Marilyn Manson shirt. This is all going to be embroidered, which is going to look fucking killer, man, when we get it all set up. So very, very pleased about that. Also, I met with these guys. They got this marketing company who I'm going to be working with. They got all sorts of groovy shit we can do. We want to get Cult K lapel pins, cult watches. We're going to have some wacky, wacky shit going on. Be very, very cool. All this stuff would be sold at cost because, there might be like $3 or $4 made here and there just to cover like the whole expenses of going through it, mailing it, all that shit. But bottom line is I'm not, you know, doing the 25% markup thing happening here, okay? It's not about the money. This cult never made any money. And the only way we're going to start making money is when we get to the numbers of members, which is the next line. Next year, not this year, 2001, we want to go to Burning Man. And we're beginning to make preparations for Burning Man 2001 now, as a matter of fact. One of the things I'm looking at doing is I've been looking through the buy and sell. And I'm looking for a school bus. Why? Because I'm going to camperize the shit out of it. And we're going to make it the Cult Cruiser. And the eventual idea here is anyone who's on the way, we'll just swing by, pick you up, and we'll all head down to Burning Man. Ideally, what you can do to help Cult right now is we've got to spread the virus. We've got to get word of Cult out. We've got to bring in new members. We'd like to get 1,000 members by 2001. That's the idea. And if we can have 1,000 members, assuming that 10%, working with the numbers game, if 10% show up and we have 1,000 members, that's 100 people down at Burning Man. And we can set up our own little camp in the middle of the Burning Man, which would be awesome. Like, how much ass would that kick? Plus, Sim is looking into the whole concept of doing live radio broadcast from Burning Man. How sexy is that? That's very, very sexy. And if we can pull that off, that means we'll probably get featured on 2600, we'll get put in Slashdot, and it'll be huge publicity for us, which means more people know the truth, which means more people can hear the truth, more people read Brainwashing, and the virus spreads like wildfire, and then eventually, you know, I get arrested. But the idea is, in order for me to get arrested, we have to get known. So in order for me to get arrested, that means we have to be doing the right thing, because you all know they arrest people who do the right thing. So that's the idea. We have to spread the membership out. If you know people, talk to them. We don't want idiots. Now, bear in mind, that said, that we do want 1,000 members, we don't want 1,000 pinheads, okay? We don't want 1,000 people who are just a bunch of fucking losers who aren't going to do anything, okay? We want guys who are core, who can, you know, figure out that when they fill out the goddamn paragraph, we've got to be able to, fill out the paragraph, you moron! But some people just don't fill out that paragraph. It makes me crazy. I get the questionnaire, no paragraph. What the fuck? Where's your head? But in any case, so, you probably hear some sounds going on in the background. That's because we're building bombs! No, the truth of the matter is that Duran Radio Studios has been swamped so heavily with fans that we have to install a high-grade, super-industrial alarm system with rotating guns and gas. And to do this, we have Ted, who is our alarm guy, and he's actually been telling me about some stuff that's been pissing him off in the world. And the more he mentions it to me, the more I realize about what's going on with that. The truth of the matter is, it's about alarm systems. You ever notice, you watch those fucking movies like Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible 2, and all this stuff, like MI2, what'd he have? He had a vent which went down to the critical area of the building, open air vent from the top of the fucking building, perfect air shaft, body size, you know, steel shutters, that, you know, takes you down to the base of the shaft where all the good stuff is. You know, it's custom built. You know, what the fuck? And you've got, like, all these different television shows where they sit there and they've got, you know, the alarm box. You pop the alarm box, send a bit of voltage through it, fries instantly, you know, and the alarm system shot. Or you cut one wire and the alarm system is shot. What the fuck is that about? If it was that easy to break into a fucking building, you know how fucking robbed we'd all be? And not only that, it's disinformation, you know? What if somebody really technically has a good cause and need to break into a building and they think that that's the truth? Well, that's no good. You're not going to get anything from that. So Ted had a good point there. So I'm just a little bit pissed off about that. And now the more you realize it, I mean, how many times have you watched, like Enemy of the State? Yeah, I can get 32 frames a minute from satellite downfeed. Absolutely. That's totally accurate. Real time. Right now, you know, you love it. No, I don't fucking think so. So it's something that we got to look at. What else has been going on in the news? So if you hear sirens and shit blowing up and all sorts of stuff, that's our super elite alarm system going in. I'm doing brainwashing this week at the Rant Studios because, well, you know, I live here. So actually, I don't actually live here, but that's okay. So 1,000 members for 2001 Burning Man. Back on topic. Subject whiplash. We need to get 1,000 people up. That's the goal. Now, if we get 10,000, that would fucking rule. Ideally, what we'd like to do is have so many goddamn people show up at Burning Man with Rant Radio stuff and cult shit. Man, that would just slay ass. And we could, like, take over. Burning Man would get, like, renamed. Be like Burning Cult or Burning Rant Cult or Burning Radio Cult People or Burn Christians or something. I don't know, but we'd burn something. So it'd be a lot of fun. We could basically go some... move along good with that. Now, also, I've been lying to everyone, saying that, oh yeah, I'm going to put up a Half-Life server so we can all play. Now, that hasn't happened yet. No shit, Sean. We've all been waiting, and it's still not up. Well, it's coming, okay? Will you back the fuck off? Do you have any idea how busy I am? If anyone out there would like to set one up and make it happen, by all means, please go ahead. That's something that we need to do, is I'd like people like, well, what can I do? I don't know. What can you do? If you want to do stuff for cult, other than recruiting, what you can do is you can go and, write up literature. Need cult literature is good. If you want to do some cartooning, that's cool too. You want to do up graphics, patches, badges. If you want to make up your own cult shirts, go right ahead. Just because I'm not putting them out doesn't mean that they're not cult. Cult is about people. Cult is about everyone talking, communicating, all that kind of jazz. So by all means, you can do that. It won't be the official cult one, but it'll be a cult one. In a way, it will be the official cult one because it'll be ones that people do themselves. The reason why I'm putting out the ones out is not because, you know, I want to make a boatload of money, because, as stated, I'm not making any money on these fucking things. The reason why I'm doing this is because I want to have some cool shit that people can get and be like, wow, you know, it's really neat. You guys don't have to go through all the effort of actually putting one out. Also, if I can get them, I'd like to give them to some certain people. There's guys, you know who you are, the guys who have been really busting their backs for cults, for Rant Radio. I want to send them something. I want to send them something so that they all know. Well, what about the logo contest, Sean? Yeah, the logo contest is going to be getting a jacket. You know, maybe other guys won't be getting jackets. Maybe they will. But the fact remains that a lot of people put in a lot of work. And rather than declaring one guy a winner and everybody else the loser, I'd like to have one guy the winner right away, and everybody else is also a winner. It's just a matter of time. So that's the idea. That's the idea. Also, a few things that I've heard, people have been emailing me, is that as soon as somebody new joins the roster, everybody ICQs them. Everybody gets in touch with them and says, hey, welcome to Cult, blah, blah, blah. You know, what are you about? What's going on? Where are you living? Yada, yada, yada. That is awesome. I'm so fucking happy about that. That is precisely why we created Cult in the first place, is so that people communicate, we get the sense of community happening, we can have people talking with other people, and that kind of shit can go on. That'll be very, very cool. Plus, you know, you get, like, just everybody hanging out, being cool, having a good time. And this is entirely the whole purpose of Cult. Now, what about the future of Cult? Where's Cult going to wind up? Well, I've been thinking about that a lot. After we get ourselves to about 1 million members, that's when we can start to have some really good fun. And I've been thinking about this seriously over the last few days. You remember how, you know, when we first started Cult, I was talking about how the, you know, the whole thing about the Nike missile base, how everybody, how I wanted to get my hands on a Nike missile base and get, you know, oh, 1 million members, everybody sends me $2, we buy a Nike missile base, everybody moves in there. Well, that's really not all that unfeasible, you know? I mean, it's something we could look at. The idea is that once we get our membership base, we get enough fucking cool people who are in and who understand about what Cult is about, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever why we couldn't go around and set up Cult bars, Cult restaurants, Cult whatever you want. Maybe not a bar or a restaurant, but you could set up like a, like say, okay, I get my hands on about, $400,000. Okay, we get our hands on 1 million members. Everybody sends me $1, I get $1 million. I go down to San Francisco with $1 million. Incidentally, if ever I do this, I will be posting exact dollar amounts on the website so everybody gets to see where the money's going right down to the last fucking dime, okay? Because that's my concept for it. We get the money, I would go down to San Francisco, and I open a Cult club. Now, I was talking with Skip Radio. Skip Radio had a concept where he actually drew up and made a Cult membership card. Like an actual membership card with your photo on it, ICQ, all that kind of shit, right? Now, that's a very cool idea. I'd like to know what some people think about that, because, I mean, if we were to do that, we could have, like, official Cult, you know, calling numbers and all this kind of stuff so that people know who the numbers are. We have a database for who's a member and who's not. And if we did set up a Cult club, we'd set it up, like, the way I'd like to set it up is you'd have, like, this huge kind of a club, right, where it's not so much just like a bar where you serve booze and shit, but you have, like, coffin hotels like they have in Japan where you've got, like, actual racks of wall mounts and beds where people can crash. You've got, like, your living area where you've got all sorts of computers, networks happening. You've got some music playing. You've got a live stage. You could go in there. You have a sushi bar. You could go in there, quite literally, and stay in there for, like, 3 weeks. You know, you got all your facilities there. You got a shower in there. You've got, like, a little workout facility in there so people could do the showering thing. And you could set it up like that. And then people could go in there. Cult members could go in there. Maybe a private club. That way we could get away with a lot of shit. The minute you have a private club, that would be mighty. Now, just think about that for a little bit. If you live in the California or San Francisco area, and you could, like, go somewhere like that, just hang out, be cool, talk with other people, and then you leave, just because you're a member of Cult, that would kick ass. Well, I don't live in San Francisco's Bay Area. No problem, because once we set up one, it's a matter of time before we set up ones all across the United States and Canada, and it become a private organization. It would just be amazing. I mean, think about it. The possibilities for this are endless. Not only the fact that, yeah, what if you really did get a Nike missile base? If I really did get a Nike missile base and we set it up so people go out there, hang out there, whatever, you know, people show up, we got a bunk cot, everything waiting for you, bring your own food and just fucking loiter for 2 weeks, have the land set up there, set up a data haven, man, that would kick ass. This is all feasible stuff. You're like, yeah, right, whatever. No, why not? Why not? Why not? There's absolutely no reason why that couldn't happen. That is such a cool concept. More than that is the absence, like the idea of doing some political stuff. Sealand. This is a big thing that's been on the news last little while. The whole Sealand concept. Sealand was, just to bring people up to snuff, back in World War II, apparently they built this gun tower about 6 miles off the coast of England. What this gun tower was for air defense of England to prevent, you know, the Nazis from bombing the shit out of them, blah, 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 blah. So, what you could do, though, is you could take Sealand. Now, Sealand was abandoned after the war because, well, no Nazis equals, no bombing equals, you know, no need for that. So, they left, and this guy declared Sealand its own country. This big gun platform 6 miles out declared it his own country under the abandoned sovereignty laws. Very cool. That means he's his own nation. Now, you couldn't do that today because of various laws, but at the time, he did it, I think, in 1968. So since he did that, he's got his own fucking country, which means that he's not subject to any laws, A, and B, he can issue passports, and C, some American guys are setting up data havens out there so that you can store shit, you know, whatever you want, on a web server out there that there are no laws against. Now, he's already building, like, 50 cows, North Soldiers, all sorts of shit like that to make this thing like an official pirate data haven. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, think about the concept there. You can have whatever you want on a web server in some country that has no laws on it. That's fucking phenomenal. Okay, now we have two things we can do here. One, we can get cults to enough membership so that, again, everybody, you know, pays their cult tax, where, you know, on a voluntary level, where everybody says, hey, who wants to have a part of this? Because everyone who contributes cash to it owns it. That's the idea. I don't own shit. I'm just putting in my buck like everybody else. We don't get enough money, everybody gets their money back. Thanks for coming out. Nobody's spending any money that's not theirs. But the idea is what if we decided we were going to go, we price it all out, get a quote, right? I come up with some concept. Let's go to, say, oh, some island in the Mediterranean. Okay, there's some island in the Mediterranean, miles away from fuck all. It's a little country. We want to buy the island and declare independence from that area. And you could, like, set it up like that. Or, better yet, you just finance a takeover of Sealand. Because since they're their own country, then, you know, they couldn't have any kind of military support from anyone. It'd only be a matter of time to get a... Well, you could... Here's my idea with Sealand, for example. Let's say we go to Sealand. Now, there's a company called Executive Outcome Services. They are a professional mercenary company. Normally, what they do is they work for the South Africans. They're real big with them. They protect diamond mines, things like that. This is the only company in the world with naval offshore assets. Pretty cool. They actually have a Navy. So what you do is you go to Executive Outcome. You say, how much would it be to take over this little installation here? We want the whole installation. We let Sealand set it all up. And they say, well, we'll do it for $4 million. Everybody in cult sends in the cash. We get the money. We hire executive services to go in there and clean out any unwanted people. Then we move in. Right on. We now have got our very own cult platform. We keep Executive Outcome on retainer. And we've got our own platform. That's a slightly more violent military overthrow coup. But hey, you know, life sucks. Buy a fucking helmet. That's one idea. Another idea would be to go and just set up your own data haven somewhere. I mean, you could do the Nike missile base thing, but then you got the ATF and all those guys, and they're pissing you off. So I'd rather like to try to avoid that if at all possible. But you know what the fuck? If we can, then we'll do that. If we can't do that, go up. We could also go to the Mediterranean. We could go down to like Thailand, something like that. Set up these kind of installations with places. And places for us to do work, to hang out, to be cool, to do our thing. It'd be very, very, very slick. Hang on for a sec. Ted's playing with a really cool little torch thing. I want to go take a look at it. While I get the alarm guy to tell him, teach me how to build bombs and shit, why don't we give a listen to the whole idea of what Smokehouse sent me? Good fucking fine Smokehouse. Why don't you give a listen to what this Napster MTV thing was? It actually listens pretty decent. Let's check it out.
As you know, Cult needs new members, so we've provided an actual, real, live, circumstantial experience where you can see how recruiting members can be fun and profitable.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up, too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't fuck me on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult.
What do you gotta do that's so fucking important? You can't join their cult with me.
Well, I was gonna go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, I don't think you should do that, because the leader guy of the cult, he was rambling on during one of his speeches about the sun being bad. You show up all sunburned, that guy's gonna be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. I can still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
We'll visit on weekends. We'll work
it out. No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there! What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No. Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun. I fucking hate it too. Along with
fucking cult.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're gonna give you clothes, they're gonna give you a free haircut, you're gonna get food.
It's not gonna be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's gonna be a haircut, alright? You said you need a haircut, they're gonna fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12. Just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably. I don't, and if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, alright. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm going to escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you.
If you want to get involved, email join at thecult.org, and we'll set you up, too.
Just fucking do it!
Mere months since its invention, the music-swapping search engine called Napster has become the greatest music biz controversy since gangsta rap, pitting fans...
I'm pissed off at Metallica.
...against rockers.
I don't want you to be a Metallica fan.
Why is Metallica going to court? Why is Chuck D off to Congress? Will Napster be the future of the music business, or its death knell?
They are the bong of piracy.
Will it change the way you listen to songs, or ruin musicians' livelihoods?
I don't know anybody that's going to go to work and not expect a paycheck from you.
Will record companies destroy it, or learn to live with it? The answers, and an exclusive visit with the unlikely young men who created the controversy, coming up on this special report.
Hello, my name is Dad. No, no more sweets.
Napster is bullshit.
You guys filed a lawsuit against Napster?
Okay, Brian,
yes, we did.
For what reason?
Basically, we feel in a nutshell that they're encouraging people to steal our music to the internet.
Everybody that I know is against it.
If you worked at McDonald's and we went into your store and took all your meat and you had to pay for that, you're going to be kind of upset.
Napster is stealing from us, straight up, and I'm going to fight them to the death.
Meet the enemy.
How many people?
19-year-old Sean Fanning and 20-year-old Sean Parker.
I see you wear a baseball cap.
Yeah, no,
take it off.
No, I don't. It's permanently attached.
I don't think I've ever seen you take it off.
No.
What's up with the cap?
A Led Zeppelin lover and a Virginia-bred Dave Matthews freak, business partners and roommates. Sean and Sean were friends online for years before they ever met face-to-face.
We met the first time as a result of Napster. Sean flew down from Boston to Virginia to meet with some investors that I'd set up a meeting with.
It was only last summer, with a little help from Parker, that Fanning put the finishing touches on a file-sharing computer program called Napster. The immensely popular but highly controversial innovation has practically overnight revolutionized MP3 technology and scared the living daylights out of the recording industry.
Before Napster, it was really hard for people to swap music, and in the aftermath of Napster, it's become incredibly easy.
It's basically one huge record store where you can shoplift all you want.
Napster is an evil, 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 evil place to go.
But try telling that to the 9 million people who've been incessantly swapping free music during Napster's very brief 9 months of existence.
The fastest growing community of all time, surpassing Hotmail.
Which is still a bit inconceivable to Dushans, who last August co-founded Napster Inc. and moved the company west to Silicon Valley.
So we're standing on the rooftop of Napster. Where are we?
We're in San Mateo, California. It's the middle of nowhere. San Mateo is kind of a retirement community.
Yeah, it's not. Nothing happens here.
Metallica attracted a small army of reporters and cameras today.
During 13 boxes of legal paperwork and charging Napster with copyright violation.
4 months after the RIAA filed a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against Napster, calling the .com a haven for piracy, Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich showed up at the Napster headquarters with 60,000 documents that he said proved just that.
They just held their hands up and say, we're just providing a service here, but if you guys can come up with real people making real copyright violations of your song, we will be happy to remove those people from our service. It was sort of like a dare.
A dare that Metallica happily accepted. After filing its own $20 million copyright infringement suit, the band hired an internet watchdog, which in just 2 days turned up more than 330,000 offenders, making over 1 million illegal Metallica trades.
You know, we have always been very inward, very, you know, controlling of every single thing that we do. So when any of our fans out there get access to something that has Metallica's music or Metallica's name on, they know it came directly from us.
One of the things that a copyright owner has the exclusive right to do is control the copying and distribution of a sound recording.
The issue is that basically Napster took the privilege of basically making Metallica's music available out there without consulting Metallica.
Were you guys Metallica fans?
He was a huge...